Hey there, I just wanted to jump on real quick, let you know we're playing an old episode this week because the COVID finally caught up to me and we couldn't record because of myself. But we've got a good one, one of the lore episodes. And it's got Red Stacy on it. It's the Clam Jam. So it should be fun. I don't think we've replayed this before. I hope not. So it'll be fun to hear what we used to sound like, maybe, hopefully. And fun to hear Matt again. And hope you enjoy this. And we'll be back next week with a new episode. We'll talk all about Radarpalooza and Pittsburgh. That looked like a great time. We still got all your voicemails that you've called in for that's supposed to be on this episode. We'll save them. We'll play in on the next episode. Don't worry about calling in again. And we'll have fun. Get back together next week. In the meantime, enjoy this and appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
In perfect poor beers, I've only had one.
Organic clam beer?
This is a perfect pour.
This is the start of the show, then, just so you know. Welcome to the Perfect Pour Crap Beer Show. I'm Mikey.
I'm distracted.
That's Nick, the distracted one. Formerly the
sledgehammer.
Formerly sledgehammer.
And I'm Matt.
That's it. Matt. That's it. I am Matt.
Rad Stacy here for you.
Ooh,
third time, New Belgium's Rad Stacy. Ratings are gonna fucking skyrocket
through the roof.
Stacy,
Fresno's localist New Belgium Ranger.
New Belgium.
What is that?
New Belgium Ranger Especial.
For Central Valley.
Yep.
But not Bakersfield.
Yes, Bakersfield.
Oh wait.
Yeah.
Hey James Hernandez. That's his email.
I'd like to speak to the Hernandez, please.
Part owner of New Belgium Brewery.
I own a brick at New Belgium.
Well,
it's a special brick.
And the third spoke on the couch bike.
Shayna.
Shabby shabby. Shabba laba ding dong.
Shabby Shayna.
Right over here. Part of the Clam Jams.
Clam Jams.
Is that like an indie brewer, Clam Jams?
It's Stacy and I.
It's the duo of Clam Jammers.
If you guys had the duo of Clam Jammers, there's so many ways to take that.
Could there be more than two?
It really has nothing to do with beer.
Okay. No, we just really like our vaginas.
Well, thanks for leaving some mystery.
Just saying.
We're not very mysterious.
Nah, not at all.
It's a is it like a Facebook group
like
for your vaginas? Is that what it is?
It's more of like a hashtag group for our vaginas.
Okay. Yeah. Hashtag. So when I see you on Twitter and you say hashtag clam jam, I'm like, oh
right,
man.
But at vagina jam was already taken.
Vagina
so.
Jam.
Yes, darn it. Yeah.
That was the first one. You're like, vagina jam. And then, damn it, somebody already thought of it.
Who did this?
some softball team in New Belgium thought of it.
I'm really glad Shayna came. Really good.
I think we all are. We're gonna talk about beer, craft beer,
possibly.
Eventually.
We're gonna give you beer to look out for, and we're gonna listen to listeners, listen to us, and then we're gonna listen back to them.
Fun.
And there might be a special break.
Wait, where are the callers?
Oh, they're here.
They're waiting.
Do we have some
They're anxiously waiting.
Anxiously waiting.
All lines are
all
lit.
All of our fans?
All lines are lit. Before we started drinking, during our tailgate session, we had several beers. One of them being my first, I think many people's first,
Yangling.
I've always wanted to have a Yangling. And there
and
I have one.
Of course we had.
It's a lager. It looks like Bud. It looks like
lag.
Am
lag. It looks like the beer that Budweiser like stole from.
It does, yeah, with the eagle on it
mm-hmm.
or hawk or Vulture.
And then Bud Weiser's like, let's just do that.
I'm glad you read that.
And, you know, in defense of this beer that I brought, it was not treated the best on its travels from the East Coast to the West Coast. It may have gotten warm, and I'm not sure when it was canned. So, but Yuengling is extremely popular, oldest oldest brewery in America, and still family owned and operated. So that's kind of cool.
Yep.
Nice. You know.
Indie family. We'll allow it.
Right. Yep.
So I'm glad to have had one though. Thank you.
Go up on really changed.
Thank goodness it wasn't a summer shandy.
We also had Bear Republic Mach 10 with lots of Asian writing on it. You know, it's got F-16s and it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Oh, here I am. Sorry. I'm here.
Oh, crap.
No.
Already.
No.
Already with the mic jams.
Matt.
Oh, no.
It has Gazira.
Matt's out.
little pot.
It's Gazira. Pot.
There we go.
I don't think we've ever had a Godzilla reference on this show. So thank you for that.
The Mach 10, which was almost 10%, but not quite. You would think it would be 10% if they're going to call them Mach 10.
No.
Missed opportunity.
It's like B95. It's 94.9.
Yeah. Yeah, Live 105 is like 105.3 or something. It's like kind of lame.
You guys listen to the radio?
No, we're podcasters. Why would we listen to the radio?
Nope.
Never done it before. Don't know what that is.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's the thing I have off while I'm listening to podcasts. That's right.
Yes.
That's my clock, right?
Also, the buyout Brewer Prairie.
Buyout.
Dang.
Indie buyout, though, right?
Phantasmagoria double IPA.
Can you taste the buyout?
That was a hit.
I can taste it. I can taste the buyout.
This is pre-buyout.
This is pre-buyout beer. Okay. I got it for $18.50
Way too
at
much
Whole Foods.
I could taste the negotiation.
Sell your soul at Whole Foods.
Yeah, I did it. I was intimidated by it. I bought it out of embarrassment, but it's a good beer though.
Prairie is delicious.
Next time you buy it, it'll be $16.75
I'm recommending that beer.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. And also, Rad Stacy beer again. Mm-hmm. Hazy Day, Gray Sail Brewing of Rhode Island. Sailboat. I see a sailboat.
It's a schooner.
And I'm gonna have to.
It's a sailboat. Sailboat is a schooner, dumbass.
Jesus, I didn't know this was gonna cause a
fight.
Whoa! Oh, no.
Studio ghost.
Oh, breaking Becky's shit.
I kind of like that.
Becky has a good day.
Hazy Days is pretty good. Yeah, nice Belgian style of wit. Easy going.
Yeah, easy going.
Even though Matt or Bearded Brewer.
He's too busy for us right now.
Smelled like farts. Tasted amazing.
Very delicious.
Spots. Is that your untapped?
Very tasty. Every relationship. Smelled funky. Smelled all the funks. Usually all the women that I've ever had.
Whoa.
Yes. Say more things like that.
Won't be an issue.
Keep expanding.
And then we have some Market Essentials water.
Yeah, dude. That's a new and improved Save My Water.
Indie water.
Total indie water. So, Stacy.
Yes.
New Belgium, what the hell are you guys doing?
Oh, we
What's
just
up with
came
you,
out?
Bros?
Well, yesterday was our 25th birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's happy birthday.
Yay.
Go New Belgium.
I have been with them for almost 6 years. So I was there for the 20th anniversary and now the 25th, which is pretty awesome. But this year is a little different because we collaborated with a few other breweries who all made their own rendition of Fat Tire, which is kind of fun.
Delicious.
And I brought some with me.
What a coincidence!
I actually was worried. I didn't see it before. So I'm sure if it was
it's in that cooler. There's a cooler over yonder.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, are you guys thirsty? I'm like,
sweet.
Get a little dry. All right,
so I'm really
first,
parched.
Hold on, I have to pull out my notes.
This Fresno heat's dry, bro.
We collaborated with Hopworks Urban Brewery to make a Fat Tire Sour Apple Ale.
Looking out for.
Oh, good.
Looking out for.
Avery Fat Wild Ale. Firestone Walker Fat Hoppy. Mm. Allagash Brewing Fat Funk.
Oh,
Rheingeist Fat Pale. And then, of course, New Belgium Fat Tire, which we already drank the two cans that I brought. But
damn it.
alas.
I didn't drink nothing.
So,
and the best one in the pack is the Fat Tire. Just straight up OG.
As Shayna just flaunts her can of...
That was good.
Flaunting cans.
So
flaunts her cans.
I thought in a couple shows ago where I wasn't on, you had mentioned that you were hoping there was an IPA in this pack.
There is an IPA. Did I?
Yeah. I thought you were like, New Belgium is doing a collab pack with Fat Tire, and I hope it has an IPA. I think you mentioned something like that.
We were talking about something else, maybe. No? Yes. Or maybe he was just hopeful. He was just hopeful. Like, I hope somebody IPAs that Fat Tire. IPAs are real good.
All right, so we can definitely start with the Fat Tire Pale from Ryan Geist.
Ryan Geist.
It's a hell of a
name. Someone has an opener.
It's fun to say.
Should I open it?
Ryan Geist.
Wait, everyone,
Ooh.
I love gold.
New beer. From the middle of your podcast now, going to the right.
Oh, sorry. Is there any kind of etiquette that I'm supposed to?
Not at all.
Okay, good. With the passing.
Yeah, Mike is describing.
Sports radio, they do that, so, you know.
Oh, got it.
To describe the action.
Get rid of that.
Oh, a little washout.
Wash.
Oh, I'm going to use
this. I'm going to use this fancy New Belgian glass.
Ooh, I want to use mine. Do I have one?
Yes, I did bring some 25th anniversary glassware for you guys.
I have enough.
Are these Sonic Foam approved?
I don't know.
These are the kinds of questions you need to be prepared for.
Yeah, dude, you need to listen more.
Okay, wait. I don't care. All right.
All right, everybody's got theirs.
Prefer a long, slow draw.
Proper temperature.
Good temp.
It tastes like somebody put hops in a Fat Tire.
there are hops in Fat Tire.
No. Well, come on.
This is actually 22.
Oh, this is some insider secrets.
It's 20, a whole 22.
Calm down 22. Over there with those 22s over there.
22.
Deuce.
In the trunk of my car. Oh, well.
So this is technically an XPA.
Yes. I could tell.
That's why I like it.
So good.
I was going to say that, but whatever.
Yeah.
We don't want to seem like innovative folks at Rheingeist.
We hate sounding like know-it-alls on this show.
You have yet to do that.
So. Oh, it says the result is a Belgian-style XPA.
Damn it, I hate it now.
It has a...
I think, did I say elected earlier?
A fruity Belgian yeast, ready sweet European and Colorado malts, and a healthy dose of fruity Vinous hops.
Vinous.
As in wine.
Vinous.
Vinous.
It's good for even whiskey quaffers.
It's perfect for hopheads, wine lovers, beer fanatics, and even whiskey
quaffers. Oh, you can put it in a whiskey
glass.
Whiskey quaffing. Please don't talk that way. I'm just kidding.
about your quaff?
I actually like that, so I don't know what to say.
Quaffers.
It's drinkable, but it's kind of like apple juice.
Wow.
Wait until we get to the sour apple. No,
you have not seen apple juice, my friends. Just wait. Juice you're drinking. Not the good kind. With the alcohol.
Good kind.
Like a boozy Martinelli's.
Exactly.
With the alcohol.
But even better because it's New Belgium.
Of course.
So,
we've already got one.
There's a new round of buyouts that I'm just confused by this week. Oh shit. Right. It's going down.
No, go ahead.
Love gold.
So the Prairie got bought out by themselves or something?
That'll make you go blind.
Yeah. Prairie had their own location where they did specialty one-offs, but they were contracted out of Chalk Krebs.
Okay.
So like High Water, they have Devil's Canyon, their contract they have Hermitage. Yeah, so.
Okay. Now I think I'm following it. But they're indie still, right?
All right. Still a person that lives in Oklahoma owns them.
Good. Stay in Okie. That's all that matters. And it's still indie Okie. Indie Okie. That's a new show about Oklahoma coming up.
Never heard of it.
We're working on it right now. It's a game.
Are you just, Mikey, are you just looking around the room and making things up?
I'm trying. Yeah.
The panhandle. Yep,
no, he's totally like scoping the place. He's what can I come up with right now? You guys got any ideas? Nothing. All right.
Kaiser Soze is my name.
All right. All right.
I had something I was going to ask you, Stacey, but never
mind. I have answers. I have all the answers. Yes. Ask me anything.
Yes. How do you talk to girls?
You just walk up and sling your balls out on the table and be like, what up, bitch?
Wow, I have not tried that.
She usually just like looks at me and she's like, well, hey, Shayna. Give me a few Lagunitas.
Oh, Lagunitas.
I said okay every time.
Lagunitas, the time.
See, I have a love-hate relationship with Lagunitas.
Who cares about what you love?
It gets me a little wild. Females, when I have too many,
this is why Lagunitas. I give her
There's something that Lagunitas
makes me super
the Lagunitas, and I'm like,
I wake up straight.
Pro tip,
but yeah,
when she goes to bed,
we all wake up,
and
straight.
My phone is blowing up with ladies,
Stacey,
and I'm like, I gave them like my fucking address and everything. They're like, hey, I'm on my way. I'm like, oh shit,
no,
what am I gonna tell my family?
I'm in my nightgown.
Damn you, late night Stacey.
Damn you, late night Lagunitas filling
Stacey. Back at it again, late night Stacey. With the Lagunitas.
I've had a couple people tell me that they thought I was their wingman. And then when I had Lagunitas, that I just took off with everybody.
they had to become your wingman.
Right. No, and they were just like, well, fuck, I guess I'm going home alone.
Taken from a lesbian, every time I'm around Stacey, I'm like, God damn it, she's going to totally take every girl that I hit on. Like,
just don't let me have any Lagunitas.
No doubt about it. I'm just like, God damn it. Like, no matter how hot I am, no matter how drunk I am, no matter how confident I am, Stacey will.
Oh, whatever, Shayna.
Shut the fuck up.
We're having a total clam jam moment.
Yeah, we're having a clam jam moment. Hey. And I will totally slap my clam jam with Stacey's clam jam.
I never thought I'd tell two pretty women this, but stop clam jamming.
Stacey is...
This is a first for everything. This is why every time somebody...
This is Allagash. The segue. From clam jam to Allagash Brewing. Their own version of Fat Funk Ale. Let's hear it.
Oh.
This
is the exact reason. Exactly.
It's taking a while to come up.
This is the exact reason why when people ask me, what do you guys talk about in your podcast? And I go, well, beer and other topics.
There are no rules.
We are getting edited, aren't we? We're going to get edited. Yeah. Like,
don't take the
that takes work.
Out.
That
pretty
takes
much,
work.
Pretty much we'll introduce you and then exit you on the show, and then we'll go on with the rest of it.
2 hours later, you'll be back somehow, magically.
So this one is funky.
We got new beer.
Yeah, new beer. This is our collaboration with Allagash. I love Allagash. I much like the way I love Fat Tire. I love Allagash White.
Just look
like
at this shit. Front.
Are they Colorado?
Oh, dang! She's wearing an Allagash. Portland, Maine.
What?
Oh, it's Portland.
Represent. Yeah.
Shayna's representing.
Yes. My
Portland, Maine.
My old boss actually works for them now. Allagash, so we all have good ties with these vocals, which is awesome.
The folks are good.
Folks are super good. But yeah, this is going to be kind of spicy, a little bit fruity. I'm really excited to see this beer evolve. We're going to re-release it 6 months from now after the Bretta's kind of has some time to do its thing. So I'll probably have some events around town with Allagash Funk Ale.
Nice. Good.
Excited about that.
Funk.
Probably wearing the same t-shirt.
Hopefully. Well, you don't have any new Belgium shirts because I can't find you any men's smalls.
God damn it, guys. Why are you taking all my t-shirts?
Hey, you gave me one to give to her. She has one somewhere.
Do have one and I do. And I wear it all the time. But I just don't wear it to work because it kind of
you
like...
You swear it to bed.
Yeah.
I feel you. It's all right.
It wrinkles really weird.
It's the pleating.
It's because it's made out of recycled new Belgium employees.
I'm like, where's that tri-blend, though? Come on. Get on it.
We're gonna break our record this episode.
I'm just
I don't make any of the apparel decisions at New Belgium.
These New Belgium collabs, where did they brew them?
At New Belgium.
That was, they had made them. Did New Belgium at least pay for their airfare to come?
Of course.
Brew.
We had big like golden chariot bring them. Did from you, the you,
you,
airport?
Did you guys everything. Pick them up the airport? And you're all, you ready to brew, bro? Yeah, bro. Boom. Hand.
Yeah, cheers, bro.
Picked them up in the couch bike.
Longest pedicab ride ever.
Oh my God. So we actually do have a couple of New Belgium party vans, which I've driven on occasion.
Hello.
Yeah, those are pretty fun. So we probably picked them up in one of those.
Why haven't one come to Fresno?
Well, they're all in just Colorado. You fly out. That's if lame. You fly out to Colorado, mm-hmm. I will pick you up in a New Belgium party van.
Ooh. All right.
So just make it happen. I'll get you there.
All right.
You'll have to find a way to be there already. We'll be on the same flight, but you'll still manage to pick us up in the party van.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone kind of leaves like a contribution on the dashboard of the party van. So, you know, like Buddha dancing people and hula dancing people.
not fluids?
No.
Probably that too. I've only left.
Sure, there's
no number twos on the dashboard.
No. Please no. Yeah, it's like a rental in that way. Like, leave it better than you found it.
Do not upper deck the party bus.
Yeah, that would be a good way to not ever be able to be on the party bus anymore. But yeah, that's super fun. And I don't really actually know how they got to the brewery. I just know that they came. But we started collaborating with them,
magic.
With all the brewers before they came out. So they already had an idea of what they wanted to mm-hmm. make. And then we would order the hops and the spices and whatever they were looking to do and have them brew it there. Because we had space to bottle everything there and all that. So kind of made it fun. It was super cool. There's some videos online at www.newbelgium.com. Might have heard of it.
You can tell she's part owner and that.
Do you own this?
Jesus.
Every time I say it, I make a dollar.
New Belgium.
Like I just got a stock alert. New Belg.
So going New Belgium. Crazy.
Brought to you by New Belgium.
What?
It's a movie I need to rewatch. Idiocracy.
If someone who's so smart, you don't know very much.
if New Belg, just hypothetically, in mm-hmm. some dream world, if New Belgium was bought out, do you get like a little cash for that?
I have no idea.
As employee owned, what happens? What's the deal?
I mean, theoretically, I suppose.
Talk to your money guy.
The guy. I've got him on speed dial.
Like, what's
my money
what's
guy.
Going on with this? What's going to happen with this whole thing if this happens?
Yeah, we're an open book management company, so we know most of what is going on. And if we were to get bought out, I mean, obviously, there would be money changing hands, but that is nothing that we are involved with right now.
So. Would we get $10 and a can of Fat Tire?
Will you still bring over?
Here's your brick.
Congratulations.
Feel free to hurl it at whoever. Yeah.
Here's a pallet of empty cans that you invested in.
Here's a bike tire.
Now currently we are 100% employee owned. We are a voting nation at New Belgium. So
you don't have any breaking news for us?
Well, I have no breaking
Damn
news
it.
For you.
New Belgium still being New Belgium.
We are still owned Belgium-y. Brick by motherfucking brick.
As in, there's like 500 people that could weigh in on a
743 as of today. Yeah,
people that can weigh in on a matter.
New people today.
Every day we hire somebody new, and then we shoot somebody.
Somebody
it always stays at 743.
So one more ride on the rickshaw.
Hey Frank, you come out back here real quick.
That's how we get that special flavor.
Spices.
Herbs and spices.
700 and something spices.
No, I was actually higher numbers 373.
Wow.
They keep track
in
of that?
2010. Yeah.
Now are you 373 forever? Like,
I think we do stay that way forever. I mean, people come and go, obviously, but you were higher number, whatever, like at that time, mm-hmm. That day. So,
is there a special handshake with other, like, I'm 373? Like, I'm 499.
Yeah, we all just wear
I've
badges
heard about
that
you,
have a
499.
No, there's no special.
The 300 Club? Is it cool?
The 300 Club.
No, 373, I heard you like Lagunitas. Here's a Lagunitas.
It is.
Oh, my God.
It is pretty wild, though. I mean, we're not in all 50 states yet, still. And we keep growing and keep doing our thing. So
keep bowling.
I imagine everybody knows who number two works for then.
Nice reference.
Oh, wow.
Now we're completely.
Am I supposed to open more beer?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's drink some more.
Ooh, more beer.
Hey, we have five of these.
We're caught up with Rad Stacy.
All right, so we did. Oh yeah, that's wild.
So far, the funk is my favorite.
Yeah, the funk is one of my favorites as well.
I'm looking forward to Sour Apple.
But Machina,
yeah,
you've never been on the show.
Nope.
No, it's my first time. So virgin.
Yeah. So what has to happen now is you have to tell us your beer history. What kind of crappy beer were you drinking before you stubborn?
You know. Oh man! All right. So
this sounds dark already.
No. This is a dark history of.
Can it get darker?
Nobody's ever been that sad by talking about beer.
I mean,
I get it. I already get it.
So, I mean, I'm looking all around this room right now, and I'm really enjoying what I see because I pretty much have tasted most of this stuff. But I'm looking at 5 years ago, Shayna. I'm like.
When you were like 16?
No, I was 14. I don't know what you're talking about. You're giving me more credit than I deserve. So, back when I was in high school and totally just bullshitting my life and.
That's weird, because I was like pretty on top of my shit.
Were you on like pretty on top of your craft?
I had it all figured out.
The fat tire game. Were you on that? Were you and Stacey like BFFs?
He was on the Boston Lager game.
Because I'm just going to tell you, New Belgium, 1991. So, I mean, at that time,
the original AmLag.
Were you born in 1991?
Yeah, I was.
Right? It freaks me out too.
Holy shit!
You know, when I think back about it. But, I mean, I was on that Tully Limerita game for a while.
Like, oh, yeah, you were.
Sitting by the pool, chugging, like, a 24-pack of Limerita.
And you put it in the freezer for a little while?
Oh, totally. You gotta get a frosty at the top.
It's only a dollar.
Guys.
Only a dollar.
Guys.
And you look down on the people drinking regular, like, Bud Light. You're like...
But did you ever have Buzz Balls? Buzz Balls.
Buzz Balls.
I've heard of these. That's
where we call that Saturday night.
Yeah. Buzz Balls and Limeritas were that's what my wife game, and
that's what my wife accuses me of several times a week.
You take those to the juice bar.
It was not a good time.
But that was the spherical thing that you'd open and it would
it was you know the little ball. Yeah. You know, the pink, green, purple, white, whatever fucking ball it came in. And you would just fucking pop it open and hopefully the liquor store that you bought it from would keep it in the fridge, but not every
if they're reputable.
Yeah. So not every guy that you went to.
In your desperation.
I'm sorry, do you keep your buzz bombs in your fridge? Are these cold cats?
Sometimes no. They're warm balls. Sometimes they're cold
Sandy
balls.
Sandy totally did.
This is horrifying me. This whole thing.
And you would just like pop them open with him.
Buzz
and you would just
balls.
Chug them at the time. And you're like, all right, well, I'll drink a fucking Limerita then.
Now I could drink anything.
Well, I guess we had like a half frozen Limerita and a warm
Buzz
ball that it was
Rolling
just...
Rock, whatever you wanted by the campfire at the time. It was not what we are drinking now.
Ooh,
I'm
Rolling
so
Rock.
So glad I'm past that.
I've had some good Rolling Rock in my day.
Yeah, I mean,
I had a Rolling Rock stage.
I am not going to totally diss on Rolling Rock. Like, I've had some good Rolling Rock days. You know, floating and snowboarding and drinking all the fucking whatever tall cans on the mountain, but.
The cans are.
I don't
want to
do that again.
Bottles,
yeah. Totally.
So buzz
cans
balls,
are better than bottles.
Buzz balls and Limeritas, and then
and Rolling,
what
Rolling
was
Rock
your,
PBR.
What was your gateway to craft beer?
Oh God, I don't even want to say because it's so embarrassing.
Nope,
it can't be. Gateways aren't embarrassing.
I mean, it had to have been honestly.
General Sherman.
I remember no, no. You're gonna, Stacey, you're gonna hate me right now, but I remember being on my parents' sofa at the time, having a house party, and being like, "This 1554 is fucking delicious."
Oh, why would I hate you for that?
Because right. That was my introduce to
that
craft
is the
beer.
Fucking bomb, dude.
I mean, I love 1554, and
she's
I
just
love
trying
that
to win
tire.
Points.
No. I remember, and I'm pretty sure I still have a Twitter picture.
That's pronounced lager.
On my Twitter account at this point.
Black lag.
Of me holding a 1554 and being like, this
lager.
Shit is fucking good. And it said, get off your fucking cell phone at the time or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And drink your 1554.
Drink your 1554.
Like a boss.
Yeah. Well, what, that was...
cheers, bro.
What, 2 years ago?
That
cheers,
was,
bro.
That was 15 months ago. I'm pretty
this
sure we could look back.
Me.
I'll go on your Twitter right now and
do
see
it.
If I can find that.
Let's see.
Dang, I'm not even on Twitter.
Damn. All right, we're going in competition.
My mom might be on Twitter.
It was around, oh, yeah. I'm not going to say it was mom? The exact date that I posted on Twitter, but it's going to be around that time.
What's your Twitter handle, Shayna? This is I'm all right, all right. The listener Twitter, wants to know right now.
Twitter name is S-H-A-B-A-A.
Shaba.
Shaba Laba Ding Dong.
S-H-A-B-A-A.
I drink well with others. Sometimes I also bite. I will not say.
I've been told that you get bitey. Uh-huh.
I do. You ask get Megan. Bitey.
I will sock you.
Look at the picture of her ass.
So hard.
She will bruise an ass.
I bruise an ass very easily.
Get a few Lagunitas and the biting begins.
And the biting comes out. No, I will not deny that. A good ass biting is what I really prefer. I mean,
just so you know.
No, an ass biting.
We forgot to tell you to take notes before we start the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Take notes.
Well, luckily it's a podcast. You can pause, go back. Get all the pertinent info, all you want.
Just bring your phone to the lock screen. There's a 15-second rewind button.
Yep.
You can just hit back a couple of times.
If you're using Stitcher, there's a 30-second, I think.
30 seconds? That's too much.
Yeah. So this opener that says Epic Beer Festival, was it epic?
That was given to us by Greg from SD gift. Beer Talk, so you'd have to ask Greg.
Greg, call in. Tell me if it was epic.
He might. I don't know. Yeah, we should get to the call-ins. But
hey, wasn't there a song that's supposed
to be played
for me?
We just had a beer. Shouldn't we comment?
Oh, my goodness.
Shouldn't we comment on the beer we just
had?
We
should. Oh, yeah. We just passed around
what
some.
What did we just have?
Did you guys get yours?
Not as good as
mine.
The funk.
All right. What did we just open?
The Avery. Avery Brewing Fat Wild Ale.
Fat Wild. Okay.
6.2%.
None of these should be over.
My specialized.
Anybody have any
My specialized are failing me tonight.
It was drinkable. Didn't stand out to me for any.
Oh, jeez.
Found that photo.
Oh,
so I have a feeling that Stacy's
not
going to tell.
That's not me bending over on that toilet. Okay,
I told you the best one in the pack was
fat tire. That's your first.
She's not
gonna,
I told you at the beginning.
She's not going to let her fellow New Belgium people know like she was on here. Like, don't.
I've already sold all 600 cases that came into Fresno. So
they're all gone.
I'm not really.
I have to commend New Belgium for making that a reasonable price on that.
Oh no, you can go to your local, Save Mart or whatever.
In comparison to the beer camp 12 pack, that's like $28.
Yeah, this is a line price with Fat Tire, so $16.99. Is what that's going for. Actually on sale at SM for $13.99 right now.
Whoa.
What? Limerita. Oh, wait. Strawberry.
Strawberry.
Wait, it says lime
she
and
is
strawberry.
Around
what is strawberry that?
Picture.
Oh, God.
Strawberry limerita.
So yeah. Another,
that's
like,
the juice.
Weird cultural thing on the East Coast, because I just got back from Connecticut.
Let's give us a little East Coast beer culture.
Yeah, Bud is king. Like, Bud Red. Is king on the East Coast.
They love Bud Red?
Bud Red.
What does that mean?
And Bud Light. Bud Regular, I guess. And Bud Light is king. Like, people just love their Bud. They wouldn't, like, we were doing free tastings in stores, and people were like, does it taste like Bud?
Does this taste like Bud in any way?
Yeah, it was crazy.
A little bit. It tastes like beer.
I was like, no, it tastes like something.
No, it tastes something. Yeah. No, you will get taste from
You're going
to
get flavor. So it might not be your jam. And that's fine. That's totally fine.
Yeah, you don't like flavor. That's
no,
cool.
No, people were totally like, they thought I was trying to poison them. Like, literally.
With Fat Tire?
And thought that I was a fucking witch.
What are you trying to do to me?
with Fat, shit, like, they would have Fat Tire and they go, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there were a lot of, younger people, though, that were super excited to have Fat Tire. Like, I had a lot of people having Fat Tire for the first time ever.
Wow.
Ever?
That's insane to me.
Ever.
Or people were like, oh, I have friends that live in Colorado, and they drink this all the time, and now I finally get to have some. They were so excited.
Wow.
This it was pretty amazing.
So Fat Tire
and
was a whale.
I got excited, and we were like jumping up and down. We're like, oh my God, I'm so
Fat
excited.
Tire was a whale to some.
It was.
They're like, whales, bro! Whales, Fat Tire! They got on their Untappd. Whoa, check it out, Fat Tire!
People really were. They were getting on it.
I got a badge.
It was pretty amazing.
I said badge
whales.
With a B.
I was riding that wave. Badge. I mean, I love my company. I love Fat
Untappd
Tire.
Untappd badges?
And so... It's awesome.
No, no, that would be totally cool.
Busting so into
especially when you have a paid Connecticut beercation.
I'm not going to say it was a beercation. I mean, we were awake really early every day and worked three promos every night. I didn't get to see. Like,
you're drunk
really
the whole
anything.
Time.
I tried to be.
Did you see Let's Reed see over there?
Got to prevent that hangover somehow.
So
Reed was here when she was back there.
Yeah. Oh, weird, bro.
Weird. We traded one East Coaster for one West Coaster.
All right, so here.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Was what? I supposed to open
Are you an East Coaster?
Are you going to play some sort of like.
I love gold!
I had something.
Right. I just opened up the much anticipated Firestone Walker collaboration. Oh. This is the happy. The happy Hoppy Fat Tire.
Never heard of him.
Happy Hoppy?
Wait.
Happy Hoppy Fat Tire?
Somewhere here in California.
Nobody has no.
No, they have an 805 brewery.
A crap
brewery.
They have an 805 brewery, and then they have some special one-offs.
That's in San Jose. Let's be for real.
Ooh. That would actually act as a drum cadence.
You're supposed to say spoiler alert before you say stuff.
Are
like
are you trying to say that rumor is
Nick,
true?
You're gonna have to.
It's not a rumor.
Record us a rim
it's
shot.
Just true.
The 805s are right. Would that be Gordon Beerson?
Yes.
Okay. Stacey's saying Gordon Beer brews 805.
What?
They keg it.
Keg it.
Oh, you want the bottle.
I'm confused.
My glass.
Yeah. Why would they keg 805, but Firestone brews it.
Brews it.
Brews it, bro.
Contractually.
By contract.
Contractually.
This does not help my liking of 805 at all.
Oh, you don't want it more now?
No.
I was going to say, I'm like, when did you like it?
Yeah, have you not seen his truck?
First of all.
My truck's all 805 now. You see the driveway?
So that was another thing, though. So Firestone had just rolled out a month before us in Connecticut. And I was like, do you guys have 805? Like, I was getting really jazzed, like, asking people. Because I knew that they had never heard of it. Oh. So it made it funny.
You're just like, you want to see him
fucking with people.
It was just hysterical. I was like, you know, it's like 312, but it's 805, bro.
The East Coast Ford Trade section blows up with 805.
No, and I had people like looking it up, and like stores were like, "Oh, they do make a thing called 805. How come we didn't get it?" Like I was totally trying to make it.
Ford Trade, one heady topper for 805.
Yeah, super
so
excited.
There's people out there we could trade
805.
We could trade
Ocho Zero Cinco
805s.
But 805s for
sorry, we don't drink Mexican.
That's
beer
a true
here.
Test of where you are in the Americas. You could ask somebody, be like, "Do you have any 805?" And they'd be like, "What's that?" And you could be like, "All right, just answer your survey."
All right.
You know what everyone's heard of though? Fat Tire.
We have this.
How you know?
What's this
and
new
your
one?
Mom.
What is this
how
new Fat Tire?
This? Ooh, this,
okay, so this is
smells
the Hoppy
nice.
Hoppy Fat Tire.
Hoppy
70 IBUs. It's actually brewed with lager yeast.
Mm.
That was a Matt Brindleson.
So it's an IPL.
Mm.
Matt's cool.
From
Have you met him, Matt? Have you met Matt?
I met him on the streets.
On the streets.
On the streets.
Bro.
Are you a street, bruh?
Were you raised on
the streets?
I actually
Matthew?
Wasn't going to talk to him, but I was hanging out with Bert, and Bert's like, "Matt."
Well, Bert.
And Matt turns around. He's like, "Hi, I'm Bert from Tioga Sequoia. We've met before. This is Matt. He's also from Tioga." And I was like, "Hey, how's it going?" And he's just like, "Hey, I know you're having a busy day, so I just wanted to say hi, let you know." And they mean, oh. And then we split. Then we like walked the same way for a little bit before we split up.
Uncomfortably walked the same way.
Like when you see somebody in the supermarket and you have to keep crossing each other.
Keep going, "Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah, still doing good."
You weren't like, "Hey, it's me, Rhett." Oh, just kidding.
Wow.
If you would have said, "Breed a brewer from the perfect four," he would have stopped.
Are you trying to
name drop?
Now that is good.
This is a good one.
All the names.
That
this
is a good
my favorite so far.
This is a good
and not
IPL.
Just because
well,
I knew that you hop fuckers would like this one.
So why do they call it a fat hoppy
well,
ale?
Really good.
Bastards.
Yes. This is very delicious.
You hoppy bastards.
Hop fuckers.
Hopping around.
With us too.
We're hopping around with this
Wait,
one.
Wait, if it didn't you say it was brewed with a lager yeast?
Yeah, it is a
lager.
Then why are they still calling it a fat hoppy ale and not a fat hoppy?
They're all ales, Matt.
Then why are they calling it a fat hoppy lager?
Hey, oh, come.
What was the fermentation?
I don't do the marketing. I'm just telling you what I know, man.
But sometimes I really know. Look at him.
Lager yeast makes a beer a lager.
No, the temperature fermentation.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're both coincide.
I hereby remove your title of bearded brewer at this henceforth. You shall be just be known as bearded.
Bearded Mateo.
Bearded brew.
Brew.
Not brewer.
Yep.
Crushable.
It says right here, the result, a hoppy amber lager version of Fat Tire. It says right here on my freaking sell sheet.
Gosh, but whoever did the labels was obviously lazy.
I'm going to send that all the way up the train. I'm going to give you your address.
Number two, get on this.
You know where he lives now, Stacy.
I wasn't paying attention. We She's added a lager yeast.
That's
what it says. Wow. Lager yeast.
I think it's fucking delicious.
No, it is. It's pretty damn good, but.
Best like one yet. Good luck beating that last one.
Can you just give me, can you buy like 4 12 packs of the mix and just give me this one beer?
Come on.
We're going to call you Rude Stacy from now on.
Oh, man, we're just going for it here, aren't we?
Sorry.
You realize we got 4 hours. We have 4 more hours.
Stacy Unchained. 4 hours?
Of what?
That's what you break. Her face was like, she partially believing. She's like, 4 fucking hours.
Like, I always felt like it seemed like a long time at this thing, but.
What do you think this is? The session?
This isn't the session. Come on.
Hey, we have more of these that you can revisit. I just want to, like, get there.
Right. I'm glad that Justin's back on the session.
Because I feel like the fat, sour apple ale is like, you know, all the rest of this shit is foreplay.
You know, it really is. It's just playing around. They have boots just fucking with each other.
Oh, boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants.
The kitty is all about the boots and fur.
What? I need to get this in here before things get too crazy.
What are we getting?
We have an official songwriter for the show.
World premiere.
Shut up. Is this the thing?
And we at the same time, Paul in Fairfax was like, I'm going to write a song for Rad Stacy. Rad Stacy was like, I want a song written for me.
I did not say that. I said, yes, you may write a song for me.
Yes, you may. I am allowing you to write a song about me.
I will allow
this is approved.
You to write a song.
Jesus Christ.
And I haven't heard it yet, so I don't know if it's approved.
Well,
but.
I think so. From Paul and Fairfax, Rad Stacy.
So good. Oh my God. I am hot. You don't have to wonder. I am crying.
She is crying.
Tears of joy.
She's wiping tears over here.
It might be sweat.
We'll just say it's tears.
Whatever you're going to tell yourself.
It's Fresno summer.
I'm totally sweating from my eyes.
It's probably still 105 outside.
Somebody get me an 805. Stat.
Paul from Fairfax. I don't know what I will do if New Belgium sells out, but I'm part of that vote.
Yes.
And there's been no vote called.
Oh.
So.
Insider info.
Yeah, insider info is nothing is happening.
You are safe.
That's still insider info.
Right from that.
I guess, yeah. We are keeping the status quo.
Yes.
100% employee owned.
We'll tell you after the break.
Yeah, just after the break.
Hashtag ESA.
Well, was there any culture stuff you wanted to culture up before we got moved on?
Can I get a copy of that song, though?
You can copy it all day long.
Just play it in your car.
You must listen to the podcast.
So there's
maybe we'll play it later. So you know how radio stations they play the new song an hour later? We'll play it and then another hour.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll play it in the third hour of the podcast. Yeah. We'll play it again.
We're in the 90s when you used to just, like,
stay
it.
Tuned for the new one from Paul and Fairback.
You had to put tape over.
Uh huh. So you could reuse the. Yeah. I don't like this tape anymore.
I have a dual. Tape player right there that can record anything you need, bro.
We could dub, record and dub that tape for you.
If you want total hipster style, I'll get you a tape.
That shit was so funny.
The tab's broken.
Let me make you a tape of the top five Rad Stacey songs.
yeah, we need four more songs now so we can have like a top.
Rad Stacey. And a little Beatles there, Nick, wouldn't you say?
There was some good harmony.
A Beatles?
I heard some like.
Some Scooby Doo.
No, I heard a little Scooby-Doo-ish.
Crazy.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Was there any culture?
Oh, you're saying Beatles
before
in
we
the
move
song?
On to
yes.
voicemails?
Yes, there's culture.
Yes, there is culture.
So, Poplo's has their official opening
Poplo's
of July 8th.
Update.
July 8th. As you're hearing this podcast, the Me and Ed's Taps and Pizza, or whatever they're calling that, the 32 Tap House on Bullard and West, that is open.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
So,
exciting.
Yes. And wow. Then there is beer buyout news.
Dun, dun,
has
dun.
Nobody seen this today?
Nope.
Yep.
So,
today
buyout,
being Friday, it's old news, bro.
It's a buyout, right?
Yes. So people are predicting that the new trend is that craft brewers are going to buy out other breweries. So the Lagunitas portion,
right.
They're saying that Lagunitas, with no help from Heineken, has purchased three breweries.
Oh, three of them?
Three breweries.
I saw one.
Who's Lagunitas?
Your Lagunitas.
Clam Jam?
Never heard of them.
Clam Jam.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her.
So they bought three beer businesses, Southern End Brewery and Smokehouse in Charleston, South Carolina. Independence Brewing Company. I figured, Mike, you'd chuckle at that one. Independence Brewing Co. in Austin, Texas. Matt from Texas, let us know if that's good or bad. And then Moonlight Brewing Company in Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
And a couple of these,
I've had some of their beer. They have good beer.
We had one of them.
They used to make good beer.
Now
I thought we had one of the beers on here. They were beaten bun.
I don't think they bottled or do anything
just
other
because
than
money. Nobody treats anything else in their life the way they treat beer. Look at you with your
and that's what's wrong with America.
Whatever.
So a couple of these
are Calvin Klein's. Thank you very much.
Oh, whatever.
So a couple of these places they mentioned that the owners are older. They don't have anybody to pass the business on to, or they're busy with 80-hour work weeks trying to get the business going. And the Lagunitas is going to help and fund them to expand it a little bit.
Show them how to
not
make
to
IPAs.
Ever be as big as Lagunitas. I'm ignoring you guys. Okay?
This is how you clam jam.
Hashtag clam jam.
So they.
Ooh, nice. Smooth.
That's the new song Paul is working on right now. I guarantee it. Clam jam.
I'm going to get out smooth on this podcast.
Clam jam sells out.
Clam jam would never sell out.
I thought there was one that we tried.
It's true.
Stimulo.
I'll see if I can find the beer that I think we've had up before from one of these.
We got any more of that beer?
Beer.
I have a sour apple ale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt's over there checking his blog.
He's working for the podcast, Rad Stacey.
You should do that before you get
here.
He's
like, have I got any new comments on my blog?
My blog.
No comments.
My vlog.
I thought this post was really going to get him, too.
A clog? A clam
I'm just
blog?
Making fun of myself blog. Right now. Cog blog? Sounds like a Star Trek brawl.
The beer was Death and Taxes.
Yes, I've had that.
So that was sour. One of the buyouts. We've had that beer. So
yeah,
that's what it was.
Did you taste the negotiation?
Yeah, I was like, this beer's under negotiation. I can taste it.
It was not properly cared for. So some sad culture. California's lost another one. Revision Brewing is moving to Nevada.
Are they revising their plan?
They're revising the revision.
I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
The revision to the revision.
I saw somebody post a photo about that, and like, oh, check this out, and I didn't get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it, he was just fed up with Sacramento or whatever?
Yep.
Why did they move to Nevada?
They have ties there, him and the other brewer.
It certainly isn't for the water.
Oh, the water's excellent.
Chicks.
I mean, come on.
Chicks, man.
All the ladies at the cabaret. Ooh.
Golden Nugget.
They got way better cabaret chicks up there.
They're gonna open
really
opening next to the buffet in the Golden Nugget.
All you can eat.
So, was there some?
It's not a whole new mini.
Are you clam jams?
So back to this. Wow. Back to this story.
I dropped my whole life for that.
The details are: they threw up their hands. They made a pouty face at Sacramento.
Me.
Said,
we're going to go to the desert, so fuck you guys.
Sparks, Nevada.
Sparks.
Next up, Truckee.
Sucker.
I like Truckee. Yeah. Truckee's
cool.
It's in the worst 50-50 is.
I almost got struck by lightning in that Truckee. Fucking town. Yep. Yeah. But I like it.
So Nevada has two breweries. We're not claiming the third one in Vegas.
Yeah, well, Joseph James and
isn't it like Tenaya or something like that?
Yeah, they have Tenaya, Joseph. Is it Joseph
James? Joseph James here or something? Yeah,
something like that.
They're okay.
That's it.
This fat tire is pretty awesome.
Ooh, sour apple
fat tire, right? Super good.
Word.
This one's my favorite one.
Word to Big Bird.
Is New Belgium
well, it's my second favorite. After Fat Tire.
You like OG.
This is delicious.
Is New Belgium worried? Like, everyone's like making a better Fat Tire than them. And they're like,
So we're not worried because they're not.
Did they turn the pasteurizer a little too warm? Just be like, oops, messed up these beers.
We basically just pumped a bunch of oxygen into all theirs.
Yeah.
They sent a guy in at like 3 a.m. to fermenters to just fuck with shit. Like, oh, whoopsie daisy.
No, this was a super fun collaboration for us. I mean, our brewers got with all these people, and they're all friends. You know, there's like some kind
of
brewers Facebook.
It's not what I
jerky
hear.
Jerky thing going on.
It's not what I read on Reddit.
But this is probably the first.
Everything you read on Reddit.
Would this be the first collaboration 12-pack? Because I mean, I know there's Lips of Faith,
actually.
And that just that pumps out collaborations like nonstop.
Stop with the collabs. But they don't even know who they are anymore.
Sounds like the first 12 pack.
Like Lost Abbey, who? Yeah. Yeah, this is the first collaboration 12 pack. It was definitely a logistical adventure.
Ah.
I don't want to say nightmare. It's kind of a nightmare, but. Yeah, you know, brewing 5 different beers plus getting Fat Tire in there and making it happen was interesting and fun and all that stuff. So, but yes, first one. It's awesome. You know, I feel like we, along with many other breweries, you know, Sierra Nevada, Boston Beer Company, we were the 4 people to the craft beer revolution. So,
agreed.
We like to celebrate with each other.
Good job.
Yeah. It was good.
You have a foursome.
Happy birthday.
A foursome. Yeah, thank you.
Very good.
Were any of these conditioned? Do you know?
No, none of them are conditioned.
So enjoy them.
They're all
enjoy
cold em. Transferred? Are they all cold transferred?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
the only conditioned beers that we do at New Belgium are Fat Tire cans.
Yeah.
We can't condition. Yeah.
That's why the
can. It's not can conditioned?
That's why they're nice cans.
Well, somebody try
can
conditioned. I get
in the can.
Something.
Who does it?
Ayo.
My beer world. Oh, sorry.
We have 4 more hours, right?
Why you?
Oh, okay.
Won't you say, give me nothing but aggravation. If she was gone, said, I'm just testing. I hope you'll vote in the next election. Cold transfer. Cold transfer. Cold
transfer. This also Paul from Fairfax.
This is it.
Okay. No, I'm just like, I'm not
even.
He's eating a shit ton of weed.
cold transfer. Cold transfer.
You guys are getting it the same way we got it first time. Cold transfer. I'm so jealous you're getting to hear this for the first time. Cold transfer.
Clam jammer. Clam jammer. Clam jammer.
Clam jamming your soul?
I think Paul's mentioned before that he does deliveries. I don't think he's ever mentioned what for.
Paul's clam making jammers. Millions of dollars off and of our show.
Paul's, and where does Paul live again? Fairfax?
He is in Marin County, but he's, okay. He has to move.
To Fresno?
Because it's too expensive
for
him.
So he's taking recommendations.
He's looking for, yeah, looking for recos for California living.
We tried.
I recommend, recos. Like, Dubai.
We tried.
There you go, Paul.
Is that next to Paris, California?
Oh, yeah.
Dubai, California. Exactly.
Is that like next to Dublin?
Oh, wait, I was
Dublin?
Thinking Delhi.
Oh, Delhi.
It's like Pleasanton, yeah. Dublin area. Is that
we,
what it is?
We tried Walla to Creek? Think of other F named towns in California. We couldn't really
Fremont?
Think.
Fremont? Just,
yeah.
That's too close.
We tried.
Fontana Gym.
Fairfield? No.
Finglewood?
Are you just adding an F to the name?
I just wanted Inglewood.
Maybe.
Maybe. Are you just taking a name and adding
another,
an F to
another
it?
Another name for City Lights. That's Fompton. What I call City Lights.
Maybe he can move in with Florence and her machine.
Florence and the machine, both of those things are mine.
All right.
Don't touch.
All right. Ooh. I think I suggested McFarland.
How do you have a clam jam without Florence and the machine?
Right? Dude, I love Florence.
Florence, do you want to join our clam jam?
I do. She's in the hashtag clam jam group, right?
The Facebook group. She's there.
We don't know. It's a secret.
Never says I would anything. Faint if they contacted me.
You could always see when she...
Her or her machine.
You can see when she viewed the post, but she never commented.
This is Florence's machine.
She viewed it.
Hello.
She viewed it, but she didn't reply.
Yeah. Like, Florence saw this whole post and she
Red.
Didn't say anything.
Read at 8:32.
What the hell is she doing reading shit at 8:32?
I feel like the machine would... Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be what... Because Facebook does the whole... You could see people if they're going to respond.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd go check that post and you see the bubbles pop up.
And then go
and then
away.
They disappear. Yeah. And you're like, aw.
Damn it, Florence.
Everyone has had that kind of disappointment.
Florence wanted to say something, but she just held back.
I'm buttering my lobster.
She just wasn't drunk enough.
The clam jammers are a lot to handle.
She's all, I don't want to get involved in this.
I'm going to wait until the morning. See if it seems like a good idea.
Really, is it time for really me to grab another beer?
Before.
Coming into the clam jam.
Tune into the clam jammers.
Clam jam.
All right. You guys ready for this beer?
Moment of silence.
It's going to need. It's going to need a song introduction for you guys. I'm going to play it.
Remember when you hear Warren,
there goes our
$3
cap.
Clam jam.
If you're paying for clam jams, you're paying too much.
You're not doing it right.
Period.
What do we have here?
Hailing Nichols.
A song you've heard too much in your lifetime.
Yeah.
Oh, I get
our
it now.
Our whole ASCAP budget has been gone the past 2 weeks. And out the door. Because we totally pay ASCAP fees.
Just wanted to say it once. Come on.
It takes too long to get to courses.
Sade is too sexy for all this right now.
Woo! You won't ever get to the chorus. Here's it. It's coming. No need to ask. He's a smooth operator.
Smooth operator. Damn.
Smooth operator. Somebody's going to sing a song for Paul.
Wow.
I was in choir for a number of years, Paul. I could give you some pointers.
Wow.
So this was donated to us from Tony Bags.
Also, tips on how to sing well.
He came to town on
Tony, smells like dry-hopped balls. Just kidding.
He came to town for a wedding. I think he might have met Mikey at the Coonies.
Was that for the wedding he was in town?
Yeah, and then the day after I saw him, we went to Goldstein's.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
I met up with you guys there.
Yeah, you did.
Was I there?
And
unannounced.
But he donated this beer to me. So we got some Smooth Operator.
But this is Offerator.
It's Smooth Offerator.
Smooth.
Smooth.
Where's this brewery out of? What's the story?
This is Toppling Goliath. And they're out. It says it somewhere. Probably
Stop licking my feet.
Colorado. He's
talking to the dog. Sorry.
Are you?
Are you?
Matt.
Shayna.
Clam Jam.
Decorah. Indiana.
Indiana.
IA? IA is Indiana, right?
What this podcast was about.
Or Indianapolis. No, it'd be probably be IN. I don't know my. I don't know my
Indiana,
I states.
Midwestern beer.
Am I?
Brown. It's actually nice.
IA.
Oh.
It's kind of nice. Nick?
I'm actually enjoying this.
I need to get Nick's opinion on this.
Me?
I actually enjoy it.
That's my review. I actually enjoy it.
It's too sweet.
Is it dry hopped with beef jerky?
Uh-oh.
Just kidding.
Dry hopped it with beef jerky.
Maybe.
Turkey jerky.
Slim Jims. Dry hopped it with Slim Jims.
It is not quite as fatty as beef jerky.
Yeah, yeah. We'll keep the fat content down.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
559-492-0542 is the line of the voicemails. We like to hear from the listeners and hear what they have to say about the show. And I got a feeling somebody in the room has left an embarrassing voicemail.
Knock it off, Sheena.
Stop laughing.
Spoiler alert.
So hang on for the end of voicemails. But for now.
Hold on.
Oh. What's happening? Oh, I was like, that's not me. If you want pina colada, is that what that is?
But I'll talk to you about that shit later.
Whoa.
The perfect pour. Check out to your beer here. I haven't drunk shit all week. I say, mind you, I have, but I'll talk to you about that shit later, eh? Just a few things I want to hit on listening to the show right now, eh? Crowler pour. The correctly way to pour a crowler, Holmes. It's sideways, eh? You know when you pour oil in your freaking truck, in your car, in your motor, you gotta shift the fucking, shit.
We got you, Chew.
We got you, Chew.
This guy sent his resume to New Belgium.
Blank, Holmes.
Be great.
Damn. Is that what you call a, like a brake bar, right? What are they?
Tip the mouth
You know
up.
When you pour oil in your motor, you turn the can sideways so you don't get no air bubbles out?
Word.
And then it splatters everywhere? That's what you do with the crowler, eh? Turn it sideways. That's it.
Tyler Boy is looking for a good crowler filler.
Blue Republic, you guys were talking about this cereal Saturday morning cartoon fucking beer, eh?
Yeah, Brew Rebellion.
Unfortunately, I was a block away, Holmes, and I was going to go. And then my Hyena said I couldn't. And I said, why?
Freaking Hyenas, dude.
She's always
cut off already.
Hyenas already cutting us off.
Cut them off.
Oh, my Hyena is always
cutting
me off, too.
It wasn't 3 minute mark, it just cut up.
Damn.
Like,
drum solo.
Chew always calls back, bro.
Louis playing drums over there, trying to show Nick what's up.
I'll get you, dog. I'll get you.
Guys, can you hear me? I survived LA Beer Week. Yay! My liver didn't disappoint me. So happy. I got really worried that it would. And guess who I got to see? I saw Mike Sardina.
Him Sardina?
I still get to see him.
Our boy?
I didn't get to really catch up much, but it's still good. Nice to see his face. And, we had some fun events. Some good beers. There were some really good ones at the LA Beer Week kickoff event, the festival. Lots of good sours and other kind of barrel-aged madness and goodness. That festival, it just continues to step up the game, like, each year. Like, it's super crazy. So if there's one thing that you do, there's a lot of things you do come out to LA Beer Week, ever should do. But it's on a weekend, there are two pretty cool things. One,
tell me.
You come to the LA Beer Festival kickoff event. Two, you go to the Gold Line Pub Crawl, and basically they a bunch of bars and restaurants get together, and they put together this pub crawl that you just go on the metro system, and it's super awesome and convenient. So, yeah.
Do you get your own wheelchair?
Cool, I guess. But that's really all I've been doing. I've been drinking too much.
Been driving as much.
Shocking.
So that's
good. Not too much. And that's really it. That's all I wanted to tell you. Nothing special. Just that I survived. And that you care. All right.
I do.
Love you guys.
We're gonna let your mom know.
Don't tell Kelly's mom. A full Kelly voice.
Kelly, you survived her first DUI.
Yay.
Thank you, Kelly. LA Beer Week. We have representation.
Reps, bro.
I would think LA. I would think chew your beer. Would
I fucking hate go LA. That.
Whoa.
Wow.
Bold words. Bold
I do. Words. Not gonna lie.
Come on up to Fresbro.
Fresbro.
Kelly's from Fresbro.
I mean, I don't really enjoy Fresno, but God, Fresno is so much better than LA.
Yes.
Wow.
God.
Are you for reals?
It's not as gangster.
Is scoring
not
hella as points,
but right it is as gangster.
True that. Two new substations.
Don't worry about the known clinics, guys.
Can you hear me?
Dude, you guys get a lot driving. Of calls.
I'm at Garage Door Brewing right now.
Ooh.
There's a certain someone brewing, who doesn't want to leave a voicemail. He's shy. He's a shy guy.
Leave him
but
alone,
anyway,
Scotty
you know
B.
That is? You want to say something, Steven? You don't want to say anything. Well, anyway.
Good for you,
we're
Steven.
We're
going
to brew a beer especially for Mikey. Because Mikey's such a great
name.
Guy, and he needs a brew. A beer brewed in his honor.
It's an AMLAG.
And you know what it's going to be called? It's
going to
be called Mikey Crushable
Mike's
Aqueous Belgian Brew.
Oh, no.
One of his favorite things.
Crushable what have I done? AMLAG.
Stocked into one bottle.
What have I done?
Great, Mikey?
Yeah,
oh, you know
yes.
You're going to love it.
I'm going to love it, Scotty B.
You're all evil. Upset, he sounds what? Me laugh.
He's evil scientist right now. Wow. You get your own aqueous crushable
Gotta
brew.
Be so aqueous and crushable. I love him.
What you gonna do when the pod pours
out? We're
gonna
have a perfect pour, eh? Can you bring here, eh? Check it out, eh? I received my package yesterday from my Father's Day gift. My wife, my kids, my wife. Look at me.
My wife.
I'm all mixed up. My high and my homes. They,
oh, he's breaking character.
He's breaking character for a second.
A beer club subscription to 4 months of... of beers coming to my house, eh? Check it out. I got a 12-pack. That's three beers.
Ooh.
Sorry,
I think that's a beer from Boulder Beer Company. I think I've heard of them. I'm not
Boulder.
That sure.
Boulder?
But I know they make
is that
chocolate shake. I had that before, and I got three of those in a emergent white IPA. Some
out.
Of that, too, And then some fucking beer from Wisconsin Beer Company or some shit like that, eh? It looks so patriotic and shit. It says, so I might say that shit for the fucking July, eh? One of them has like a fucking bald eagle, it says, and it's like fucking wrapped in some hops.
America.
America.
It's called, it says, it makes me feel like a fucking American, eh?
Yes.
America, fuck you, eh? It shit was weird, though, Holmes. It even said on the label, it said, on the box, it said, beer.
Beer.
21.
Shit was crazy.
And over the sign for delivery and shit like that, eh?
Must
I thought you had to be
the
all like...
I fucking love this guy.
Like description and shit.
I love this guy.
You ship beer, but I guess you can ship beer, eh? Orly, I'll call you back, eh? With
got
drinking, eh?
Orly, I can fucking make promises you can't keep, eh?
Damn.
Don't chew your beer.
Order the perfect boar.
There it is.
The perfect boar. Orly, Holmes, I think I'm bored, eh? The perfect boar is
perfect
boar.
Perfect boar.
Perfect boar.
That's what our critics say. Oh, you listen to the perfect boar.
Hot drinking. I went to a minor league game. Over in Lancaster, Holmes, and good shit, Holmes. They had a beer garden. By Kinetic Brewing Company. I guess it's a local craft beer in the area, and they have this little spot over in the corner, with I think of six taps. So. I enjoyed a lot of the beers. I tried their pale, their IPA, their porter.
Did you have their
amber? A lager or some shit like that. Oh, an ambery.
Oh, shit!
Yes! Like, for that heat, over like 100.
I have the ESPN.
That shit's like, I was fucking drunk, eh? Anyway, I'm gonna drink this shit fast. That's it. Another beer I had, that's it. From the package that I got, it's in the mail from the Father's Day gift, that's it. From the one from Boulder Beer Company, the Emerging White IPA. That shit was not bad, that's it. I think I gave it 3 taps to 7 on tap. And then I had the Wisconsin Beer Company. It's called Sand Creek Brewing. And I had their Sriracha Ace American Pale. Worst beer ever, Holmes. Fuck, Holmes. I took 2 sips of it, and I had to pour that shit, Holmes. I poured that shit out for my homies.
Drain pour, bro.
For the drain.
Another fucking bomb-ass beer, Holmes.
Real talk.
Check this out, eh? Tart and Juicy by Sour. It's a sour IPA, it's by Epic Brewing, it's it. I had 2 of them, it's it. The first one I had off the can, it wasn't that good, Holmes. Too fucking sour. But the second can, like I said, I poured it in a cup. That shit was fucking feed me, bro. It's like a 4.8 ABV. It's just like a good fucking session sour IPA, is it? It was delightful, delicious. That shit hit the spot, Holmes, and was drinking like a soda, is it? Like a squirt, Holmes. What are they? Another
like
beer. Top of the beer of the weekend, bro. Weekend
like
beer
squirt.
Of the best. This shit made me happy.
Exactly.
Like squirt with vodka.
Stone's Ruinton Triple IPA, is it? With orange peel, vanilla, bean, Holmes. It's like eating one of those orange 50-50 boys, they said. Those creamsicles, they said. Enough said, Holmes.
Oh, yeah, you did that on Twitter.
I'll call you guys
later. We'll see you later, essay.
Hashtag creamsicle.
Rat Stacy or something like that. I need to have a question.
Chew your beer, bitch, in your name!
Fucking orange peel and vanilla.
How does this keep happening?
Make sure it's fucking cold, Holmes. That shit is fucking good.
I feel like I perceive
myself.
You've only been on twice.
Damn, Rat Stacy.
3 times now.
They don't know that yet.
A lady.
What do you? You have a song.
I feel like they know.
You have epic voicemailers.
How do
just
I
dropping
become
your
Rad
name?
Stacy?
Seriously, stealing all ladies, not just stealing.
You
all
have
all
a following,
listeners.
And you don't even have a fucking podcast.
That's
God
the definition
damn it.
Of fame: being known by more people than you know.
The rad's no accident, bro.
Fuck you, Stacy.
Reason that shit wasn't taken.
New song. Fuck you, Stacy.
Don't hate.
Hey,
I'm back at it again.
I don't think we ever met, eh? But my name is Chew Your Beer, and I'm like pretty cool, I guess, on the internet. So I don't know. Anyways, Holmes, I got a question for you, Rat Stacy. Here you go. You ready? Check it out, eh? I went to go buy some beers, and I was looking for that 12-pack everybody's talking about, that Fat Tire and Friends, eh?
Yeah.
And I went to like 5 fucking different places and shit, and everybody said they only got 4 12-packs. What the fuck is that shit, Holmes? What the fuck is going on?
Fast and easy 4.
Fucking city to
all
city,
I gotta say.
And you guys can't even supply.
Hey,
the demand.
Hey,
or
I brought 600
what
cases in, homie.
What the hell is going on?
He's in LA.
Every store I went to, though, I found Beer Camp. I said,
come to
Fresno. I did get a 12 pack of Beer Camp. I was really looking forward to enjoying that Fat Tire and Friends and listening to the show and stuff. But I can't do that because the reps aren't selling that shit. What the fuck?
Hey.
Don't you guys like money? I like beer.
Yeah.
I want you to take my money.
You like money?
LA what doesn't care about money.
Answer that question. I'll be listening.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Homie.
I'll watch you.
Come to Fresno. I'll get you hooked up. That's all.
He's threatening to come to Fresno.
Well.
Paul is too. I'm saying.
We'll have to duel.
Yeah.
A duel.
Better be when Rad Stacy's here.
Places.
If you're not in Connecticut.
A fight for Rad Stacy.
With your impressing everybody with your fat tires.
Next and month is Boise, and the month after that is Reston, Virginia for me.
You rest
I really hope
in
we
Virginia?
Get stripper
photos. Now you're going to see Reed for Rizzle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
Northern Virginia's Reed.
Gina?
Yeah. Our friend Reed. Find him. Just ask for him. Has anybody seen Reed?
Yeah.
Hey, do you know this guy's
there's not that many
Reed?
People. Just ask.
Reed May?
Does
Reed
he
May?
Write songs?
Yes.
Yes.
He does. He wrote a song for the other podcast in this network, but never us.
The other podcast.
And he was in a band with my brother, and they have like an album and 2 EPs.
He has obviously been led
perfect
down the wrong path.
Oh,
Big MJ.
Hey, this is
is Florida Steve.
Oh, it's Florida
Steve. Hey, guys,
damn
what's going on?
Florida Steve fooled you, bro.
Didn't call last week because nothing really much. Not-
oh, it cut off, dude.
Because he was it. Cramping.
Cramping. Yeah. Cramping. Lifeguard.
All right. He's all right.
Cramping.
Waving, not
hey, guys.
He worked his
Florida
cramp
Steve
out.
Again. Forgot to add on my last voicemail.
Oh,
all of it.
Wanted to give you guys my answer to your question. What beer best describes the state you live in? I
your
guess
city,
here
but state
Florida,
works.
Since it's so friggin' hot during the summertime.
Amleg.
And you really only get some mild months during the winter months, usually only about 3 or 4 during the holiday times in January and February. And usually that's about it. Other than that, it is hotter than hell outside.
That's not true.
I got to say, probably the best beer would be the typical Florida beer. Probably the Cigar City Strawberry Shortcake Lager. That I think that beer best describes Florida. I mean, you got the light nature of the beer, the lager, but then you got the nice sweet strawberry flavors that come through when from the Florida strawberries that they add to it.
I just puked.
So you get the nice light,
not impressed.
Refreshing flavor of a lager for summer, but then you also get that nice sweet flavor from the strawberries that you would get during Florida strawberry season during February. So I think that's the best beer that represents my state here. No. So anyway, cheers, guys. And
cheers.
Good work, guys.
Cheers.
Oh, boy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So are all the Fat Tire and Friends in bottles except for Fat Tire?
I just didn't bring the Fat Tire other than in cans because it didn't fit in my cooler.
But we didn't get to enjoy the cans because they drank them.
I just figured that you knew that it was awesome and that you
Who doesn't want a good fatty?
Good, man.
Wow. Like I said, it didn't fit. Wow. I brought you glassware. What do you want from me?
Everything.
Sorry.
I want everything.
Watch the van.
We gave you a song.
Red Stacy, what
hey
you
guys.
Gonna do?
Paul here.
Stacy, it's Paul.
Feeling bad about not calling last week. Mikey, you sound really bummed that a few of us regulars didn't call in.
Was.
Always.
I felt so guilty that I even wrote a song about it.
Oh.
But I didn't record it.
Damn, Mike.
It was too sad.
Work in parenthood really keeps me from doing whatever I want whenever I feel like it. Oh, well.
Soul suckers.
I'll get around to recording it one of these days. So I was in a tap room the other day, and I overheard a guy from Visalia talking about the lack of beer in the area. So I
Visalia.
And said, hey, well, sounds like the Fresno beer scene's booming pretty well. And what's the first place you think he mentioned?
805 Brewery.
When I said that.
W-B-R-9?
That's right. Tioga Sequoia.
Yes!
Oh,
damn
then
it.
I started talking up all these other places that I've never even been to, as if I've been there. Like, you been to Goldstein's? He said no. It's like, oh, man, you gotta go to Goldstein's.
Goldstein's?
To,
are you kidding me?
Dragon? No. Oh, man, you gotta go to Pendragon. Anyway. Here I am. Never been there. Talking it up. So I would like to address Chew Your Beer for a moment. So Chew, I think the question on everybody's mind is what's next? What is the follow-up to Choco Tasso?
Oh, yeah,
is it
going to
be a hoppy imperial brown with figs and calypso hops?
Calypso.
I just pulled that out of my ass, but that sounds pretty good, actually. So Chew, even if you don't brew that beer, give it a good name. A hoppy imperial brown with what did I say? Figs and calypso hops?
Calypso hops. Figs.
All right. I think that's it for now. Maybe I have more to say, but fuck it. See ya.
Brolypso.
Paul, what you gonna do when your beer idea doesn't work?
I think Red Stacy's gonna karaoke all Paul's songs.
By the way, if you want to have beers at Goldstein's, you could probably find one of these two ladies working there.
Two of their bartenders.
We have a
here
couple
podcast,
of bartenders.
Actually.
Rad Stacy Shannon.
From Goldstein's.
Rad Stacy Shannon.
It's one person there?
The Clam Jam.
It's actually, the Clam Jam.
Actually, I don't think they've ever worked together for good reason.
No.
No.
But that like, is that like
if
Captain
I'm working
Planet
and she
when the
comes
rings
in,
combine?
Then we play Britney Spears
okay,
all night.
So can we talk about my birthday for a moment?
Only so, if you want to.
So my birthday was celebrated at the Republican by my lovely best friends, Ephraim and Cole. And then we, of course, celebrated at Goldstein's, which is our bar.
Like you do.
Like you do. And Stacey happened to put Britney Spears' radio on. And the only thing that I had to do on my birthday, of course, was sing Britney
and
Spears.
And dance.
And dance.
Stupidly.
The whole shebang, which was probably not allowed. But
Ephraim seemed slightly upset. That the Britney
As
Spears.
One should his be favorite seen. Bartenders. I mean, can he really complain?
Doing the Vogue dance?
Nice.
It was all good.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
There was at one point in the evening, I was like, how drunk is Shane on her birthday? Because, of course, I had to work. And Stacey sends a Snapchat of her singing Britney Spears drunkenly.
Oh, baby, baby.
What's your Snapchat handle, Rad Stacey?
I actually, it was not Snapchat.
Okay, so it was just a video.
I'm not on Snapchat. It seems dangerous.
Shana?
Seems bad.
I'm too scared to do my Snapchat.
That's okay. I'll check back with you in an hour.
You know what? Fuck it.
Do we need to get some more beer here?
What is it? I don't even know what it is, actually. I really couldn't tell you actually.
Oh, I can finally do the thing where you're somebody's by
code.
You can do the somebody's in reasonable distance of you. Snap there, yeah.
There you
she are. Is shababy.
Shabbybbyyy. Wait, why?
Three B's, two Y's.
Just put in some Y's and it'll be all right.
Throw in some B's, throw in some Y's, you'll find out.
I don't understand the Snapchat thing.
I don't understand that.
You either.
I'm a little older. I don't know.
You kids with your Snapchat.
You kids that were born in the 90s.
Trading dick pics. I don't.
Dick videos. That's the thing. That's dick weird. Videos.
So you've used Instagram. Yes.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yes, so allegedly.
That's where the Rad Stacey came from.
Just like Instagram, where you post things about your day, but they disappear in 24 hours.
But it gets weirder, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, of course it gets weirder.
Late night.
Because whenever I hear somebody telling a story, they're like, oh, I was doing this really dumb thing. And then on Snapchat, like that's how it goes. And I'm like, why would I want to join that so I can join in the freaking stupidity?
Yeah.
You take.
And that, regret. Deep in the waters of regret, my friend.
It would probably just be your poodle and beer. That would probably be 50-50.
Look at my poodle's naked!
And sunburnt boobs, which I was sending out the other day.
Yeah, you were sending
them. I was sending out lots of sunburnt boobs.
I mean,
I burnt them real crispy at the water
get
park.
On that, get crispy. On that Snapchat, right?
Crispy boobs.
They were over.
It's really bad.
Was there a margarita outline?
Well, and I have a photo shoot on Friday.
I have crispy boobs.
Photo
shoot.
It's bad. It's really bad. It's like an Amy Schumer style
Belgium,
deal.
New Belgium does for all their
no
photo shoot. No. Today's your photo shoot.
Are you posing?
Today's your nude photo shoot. Happy 6th anniversary.
Are you posing for V magazine?
No, I'm posing for Clam Jam magazine.
Clam Jam newsletter.
Clam Mag.
The Clam Jam 2017 calendar.
No.
Featured.
No, it's like a. This month's it's called
feature,
Women in the
Rad
Raw.
Stacey.
Women in the Raw.
Women in the Raw.
Women in the Raw.
And
wow.
You know, sunburnt. It. Nothing says raw like sunburnt boobies.
There you go.
I like how honest
it
is, actually.
Is this
raw? Is this a honesty. Doug production?
No, but he knows about it.
Okay.
He begrudgingly agreed.
Hey, Perfect Poor Podcast. Fontana Jim here.
Fontana Jim.
You guys are.
So this week I decided to. Change my Untappd name. Not my handle. I'm still I Beer Snob.
Okay.
I decided to change it from Lizard King to Fontana Jim.
Yes! Yes! Another Cheers. One has changed their perfect poor name to their Untappd.
Are there air quotes around Fontana? That's what I want to know.
That was also a Paul song. Paul from Bear.
I heard that Rad Stacey was going to be on your podcast tonight. She's amazing.
That chick's on a hot.
So
what was that?
Wow. Thanks to all my fans.
Yeah. I think this got stuck in your head at Wild Water. Why do I like this song?
Like, that tire is amazing. And you guys should totally have Stacey and Shayna on, like, every night.
like every whatever Wednesday it is. Like, they're great. You guys are cool, but pussies!
Pussies!
That sounded like it was out of the movie Clueless.
I'd like to thank everybody at Goldstein's for participating.
Shout out to Goldstein.
You guys are cool, but pussies!
That's our intro from now on.
You know, take a beating.
Wow.
Keep on ticking.
Now you, Goldstein.
That's our
final voicemail of the week.
Hey, Perfect Four. This is Kyle from the barbecue.
Oh, yes,
I just wanted to give a shout-out to not only you guys, but to Roger also at Pine and Palm. We had an awesome time there tonight. Had a flight. Really, really good. Big bottom brown. Man, that thing is on point. And just wanted to say thanks for all the support that you guys give them, him, all those brewers. And then for everyone else listening, man, go support your local brewery. Those guys,
Andy, bro.
Man, they're making some really good beers. We have some really good breweries here in Fresno, and they could all use our support. They're making some good stuff. We really enjoyed it. So thanks for all you do. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Hey, guys, this is Aaron. I have been listening for a couple months now, and first voicemail.
Yes.
I just want to say I appreciate you guys and what Long-time you guys creeper. Do here for the beer community. it's great listening to you guys every week, and keep up the good work. Guys, peace.
Guys.
Dun, 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 dun.
We can't ever escape that last little Aaron. Tagline.
Did you say escape?
Escape.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Kyle has donated several beers to the show.
Whoa.
So, just saying. Wow. Louis just clunked his head against the table, which she does.
Trying to eat my bowl.
And left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Voicemails.
We should have had a 7416 on the show. Too bad we didn't.
I don't know if that means.
Enjoy by.
Oh. Whoa. Yes. Damn it.
Keep Enjoy it by 7-4.
The beer. I need a beer. My buzz is almost in danger. I have a buzz danger right now.
I feel like I'm here.
Danger buzz.
All right. Go to the fridge and get the barrel house.
Right.
I mean, Allagash t-shirt wearer.
please, could you?
She only bought that shirt because of Drinking Buddies, a fantastic movie from 2013.
Olivia Wilde?
And Nick, what's his name?
New Girl guy.
He's from New Girl.
What am I grabbing?
Keep up the good.
The Barrel House. It's right there on the bottom shelf. Yes. Yes. That one.
Yay, a beer's coming.
Woohoo!
Oh, it's got a cage. It's corking cage.
Don't point it at my brother.
It's
I like it.
Blow.
Point at him. Point at him hard.
That's what she said?
I thought you worked at a bar.
Ooh.
Keep up the good work.
What bar?
Keep up the good work, guys.
Goldstein's
Bar on Wishon in the Tower District, Fresno.
1275.
There's no sign. You just have to know where it is.
Yep, you just got to know.
Where is it exactly? There's no sign.
Kind of like...
Look for the boat.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big.
She looks like... You can do it, Shayna. Come on, Johnson. She's still struggling with the cork. You can do it.
Wow. Olivia Wilde and Jake Johnson.
Thank you. Oh my God.
What? No. What night are you working at Goldstein's?
Tomorrow
Rat
night,
Stacey?
I'm actually...
Oh. I have not been there for a while.
I was trying to give you time for that.
Typically Sundays and Mondays.
Oh, Sundays and Mondays. And
in the off season.
Shayna?
What the hell's the off season?
Goldstein's off season.
It's busy in the summer for me at New Belgium.
Oh, yeah. She's constantly on the road.
Stacy will be your
slinging that good beer.
Stacy will be your winter warmer, is what she's saying.
Ooh.
That's right.
Big spoon.
Soon as fall hits. Shayna?
I'm there all the time.
She's either there drinking or slinging.
Yeah, I'm either drinking beer
drinking
beer. Either way, I'm drinking beer.
New podcast.
I have to call her dog now. Be like, James, is Shayna home? No. It's okay. She's at Goldstein's.
Yeah. James knows when I'm home. He'll either text you, Matt, call you, FaceTime you, Snapchat you. Yeah. Saw, my dog and my squirrel. Best friend are actually squirrel. More in contact than my dog and my best friend and I are. So
yeah.
You can find me there on Fridays usually.
On a bar stool or behind the bar.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right, so what is this that we're
passing? What do we got here?
It's dank.
Data brewer.
No, it's so, sour.
Soury.
When sour. I was at the Barrel House in SLO, that fucking guy, Tony Bags.
T-Bag.
He was,
Tony Bags.
T-Bags?
He was bragging that I was on a podcast. He bragged that we had of a podcast. The perfect pour. He's like,
Tony is so all, good about that.
Not we only is this Tonys. Matt from Tioga Sequoia, this is Matt from the Perfect Pour.
Yes.
And
good job, Tony.
So we did a little industry exchange, but a bottle came off the shelf. And this bottle came off the shelf and into my hands. And I look at him and he looks at me
Indiana.
And he tips his hat like this. And what do you know? We have a fucking podcast beer.
Yes.
A 2014, mind you.
Barrel House knows we exist, and they wanted to be on the show like a couple of years ago, but you know we don't organize stuff.
We're like, so. Who the fuck's that company?
Yeah.
No, I think it was we had to go there kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe.
With elderflower, pink rose petals.
No, but they
French
said they
oak.
Come to Fresno sometimes.
I like it.
So you know what's funny about Tony Bags?
They were just
Bags,
being nice.
You know, his last name is Bagdasarian.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I was looking up Wikipedia on Alvin and the Chipmunks, and they were produced in like 1957 by some dude with the last name of Bagdasarian. He should look that shit up.
Probably from Fresno.
Royalties. He's a chipmunk.
He's a chipmunk.
That's the way I
got it. He's got that. That's what he's got that chipmunk money.
That's what
that's
I've
why
deduced from this
that's
situation.
That's why Tony can cruise
what
around.
What I have concluded is that he's
got
a chipmunk.
Got that chipmunk money.
Chipmunks,
Alvin
bro.
And the Chipmunk Money.
As we enjoy this beer, been caught drinking.
Thank you to John from Barrel House.
Thank you, John from Barrel House. That was great.
Listen to our show so you can hear
it's
us.
Good.
Thank you.
It is good. I don't enjoy the style. But
yes.
Tens of people in Slow know that we have a podcast now.
Best song ever.
And all you people in Slow, if you like oysters, I'm going to be at the Oyster Fest on 7/9 in Avalon.
Oyster Fest.
That's me, Rad Stacy, telling you right here, right now.
For you guys, also a Paul from Fairfax song. Literally any song we play.
Are you
will
an
be...
untapped, Shana?
I am.
What's your handle on there?
No.
Oh, that's way too private. Like, I'll give you my Snapchat. But not my untapped handle.
That's like a whole nother personal
that is
level.
That's sacred.
Right there. Unless we're best friends, I will not hand that
man,
out.
That is my goal.
I don't think Matt even
that is
has
my goal
that.
Of 2016 to get your untapped
handle. Shana untapped for
I don't even think Matt cares about untapped.
I'm pretty sure I forgot what my handle is on untapped.
I drink too much beer.
Said nobody ever.
Said me.
No.
Not possible.
I cannot keep track of it all, guys.
Yeah, that's why untapped.
I've had people say bullshit to me like, oh, you like fat tires, so you don't know what you're talking about. And so I just tell them to go fuck themselves.
On untapped?
Yeah, have a glass of
but
water.
Really.
Yeah.
Like, they're your friends.
Yeah, well, they really. Throw me to my face and on untapped.
Friends?
And
oh,
honestly,
like,
they can.
You
like,
don't know what you're talking
themselves.
About if you like fat tire.
Right.
How about you don't know what you're talking dumb. About?
Don't be mad because you're poor.
My favorite thing is when guys come into Bold Scenes.
Help me, I'm poor.
Order for their girlfriends.
I mean, come on.
And they're like, oh, she wants a citrus IPA. And I'm like, no, she probably doesn't. she wants this meat, I promise you. And yeah. She looks at me and she's like, fucking help me, bitch. Like, fucking help
she
me.
She gives you that little look.
And
like,
he's just kind of looking something. At me like, God, fuck you. You're going to sleep with my girlfriend tonight. I'm like, yeah.
Probably. And I'm not going to tell her she needs to get a gun with pink grips either.
God. Camo.
Motherfucker.
The good people.
Well, anyone want to talk about a beer they've had? A pretty awesome beer they've had recently?
Yingling Amlag.
Amlag by Yingling.
Stacey, did you have anything back east that you'd never had before? You're like, oh, shit, this is actually good.
No. Well, no, I would say that hazy day, which is why I bought some of it, because I had some on tap, and I really like Belgian Wits, so... But I like easy drinking, easy going beers. too. And I had some on draft at a place. But really, the funny thing about the East Coast is there are a lot of microbrews, but not anything near what California is. You know, they're really into like the bigger brewery.
Yeah.
It's not like uber local the way it is.
They're macro.
Here. Uber.
Totally macro. They're like, oh, we want like the same thing all the time, like consistency mm-hmm. and quality from the bigger people that we can get.
They're
from.
There's just a bunch of dicks back then.
No, that's not it. I also didn't really have a lot of time to drink anything.
You
can
go
but
deep.
Fat tires,
you didn't deep dive.
Right.
To the East Coast beer scene.
True. I did not.
Yeah. So.
7 a.m. to like. 11 p.m.
There wasn't a lot of craft beer bars open at 7 a.m. You could just like,
no, they have weird craft, you know, they have weird alcohol hours there. Like, you can only buy beer until 5 p.m. on Sundays, and you can't buy beer before noon every day. It's like super wacky. It's dumb.
You got to stock up if you're a real drinker. You gotta,
basically,
you know, make sure.
You have to get your shit handled.
Yeah.
Get your shit together.
These are my 6 a.m. to noon beers.
Yeah, if you want to be a 24/7 drinker, you need to have like a schedule.
Yeah.
I would not survive.
You need a flow chart.
Yeah, well, so what's funny there is you can't have beer displays at the front of stores because they have to be able to put a net like over the beer and lock it up.
Wow.
Sounds like a hockey game.
After a certain hour. Yeah.
It's super weird. The puck doesn't go in the stands.
And I was like, it's all just control. You know what? Fuck you, government. Don't control me and my beer drinking.
I'm Rad Stacy.
I can do what I want.
Do what I want.
Yeah. But TSA.
It is all about control. You fuck TSA.
We'll shut you down.
They fondled all me and my stuff.
What happened?
It's no good. Don't make me talk about it anymore, Shana. It was awful.
Where in the doll did they touch you?
They told me that my carry-on set off an alarm.
And
I asked them what kind of alarm, and they were like, we have to swab all your stuff.
You know what that means.
And they put it in this like machine that I'm pretty sure does fucking nothing.
Beep, boop, boop, like, boop, beep.
Maybe next week on the pod pour, if someone from TSA could call in and tell me what your fucking sniffing machine does, I would love that.
I know somebody that worked for TSA in Fresno here. I'll ask him next time I see him.
Do you know him still?
Yes.
We did nothing.
Does he still work for TSA?
No, he doesn't.
Because he knows that it's a whole bunch of fucking bullshit.
He did not like it at all and like flashed out. Because
he didn't
very
catch
quickly.
Any terrorists?
Yeah. He was like, there's no terrorists here. This is bullshit. I'm out.
Yeah. I'm just fondling random Americans.
Yeah.
Who are trying to move about their country.
Right.
And I'm searching them without due cause.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I'm going to fucking freak out right now. Let's move on.
Bearded Brewer,
I appreciate you talking
did
about
you drink anything cool this week?
Is it better if we go to the other room?
No, I'm good.
You don't want to go to the other room?
Where's the Lagunitas?
Can we make a beer that's called like anti-TSA lager or something?
Fondle lager?
Anti-fondle lager. Like something I could drink before I go through the line so I don't flip out.
It has some Xanax in
it. I've had a few beers.
Maybe.
Oh, yes.
Dry hopped with TSA tears.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. He will willfully show his Untappd handle.
Bearded Brewer. Well, you kind of already said it, so.
Yeah.
Tap that ass.
That's caps.
A new app I'm working on. It's an app for all podcasters, single podcasters. Tap that.
Single and ready to mingle.
Yep.
Matthew, the bearded brewer.
Go.
Farmer date.
From.
He takes notes.
What's it called? Mad Duck? Mad Duck Brewing Company?
We were just there the other day.
Spoiler alert, we were there the other day.
With all the babes.
Ooh, I had a Citra IPA and then their oatmeal stout. Both enjoyable beers from them. We actually went to Yosemite Ranch. We tried it out. We mistakenly got way too much food, and we enjoyed some Firefall Red.
Yeah.
We had tons of nachos.
They're like, do you want steak on your nachos? No. And I cried. I cried.
Nachos on your steak?
I forgot that Shayna's a vegetarian. So he's like, do you want the steak? And I was about to say on the side. And she's all, no steak for us. And the guy walks off and I cry softly.
Well,
and then he comes back and he's like, oh, shit, you guys didn't want steak on these, right?
Well,
and so he takes them away and he comes
like
back.
He only
and he's
has
like,
one way of doing things. Yeah. Like, oh, steak.
Come on, Matt.
And then he comes
like,
back.
Leave it.
He comes back a third time.
He said no steak.
And he's
what do you mean no steak?
He's all, so we can't do anything about these. Do you guys just want them anyways? And I just ordered a steak quesadilla. And I was like, had you said you were going to leave these with us, I would cancel that quesadilla.
Yeah, he didn't say anything about leaving the steak nachos with
way us. Too much fucking food. But
and then Bearded Brewer did not poop right for a week.
No, he didn't.
Well, protein.
And then we proceeded to...
I need some protein.
Actually,
we got a call from Hot Babe, and then we proceeded to Mad Hot Duck. Babe.
Who's Hot Babe?
Yeah, who is Hot Babe?
You know who Hot Babe is. So
what's up with this?
It's your other coworker, Jenna.
Our coworker.
Mike is called Hot Babe.
I want that coffee.
Jenna
real
is
bad.
A Hot Babe.
Sexy Ginger, Jenna, if you ever are in Goldteens.
Yes.
Sexy Ginger Jenna.
Yeah, you'll know her as soon as you see her.
If you haven't figured it out by now,
oh, that's sexy Ginger.
Females work behind the bar at Goldteens.
Yeah.
Hotties.
Like, yes. Paul in Fairfax is already... driving up here.
He's like, right, what do you mean I've never been there?
What?
He'll sing. He'll play. Yeah. Paul from Fairfax, when he comes to Fresno, he has to play a show at Goldstein's.
Ooh.
Just him and his acoustic guitar.
Paul.
Singing to all the
or audience. Piano. I think he can do piano.
He
seems
do
like a.
He drums.
Seems like a multi bass, fucking talented guitar. Musician.
There's we have all the Citra. Things. What do we have? The Citra IPA?
Ooh. Citra IPA. And then I.
Mad Duck.
And then fucking Shayna.
Oh, jeez.
She told
fucking Shayna.
Oh, man,
she told the waitress to cut me off at one beer, and the waitress
okay, that
believed
was an
her.
Accident.
And then she forgot about it, and so the waitress passed by 100 times and wouldn't give me another beer. Then Jenna, the other person there, she's like, "Excuse me, can we get another beer for him?" And they're all, "But you told me to cut him off at one beer."
He told me to cut him off,
and they all started laughing, and they're like, "No, we weren't serious. You believed us?" And she's like, "Yeah, I did.
Yes, I'm professional."
And I'm like, "I'm so sorry. That was my bad."
So there I am. I was sitting there.
It's called ABC laws.
More so like cut me off at one beer because of my.
I was fucking in the desert. I was in the desert, dry. So, anyways, Firefall.
Ow! Firefall Citra IPA.
99 golden ale cans. I had a General Sherman.
Go back to that. 99 golden ale cans.
99 golden ale in 16-ounce, 6-pack cans.
I never thought you guys would do that.
But we did.
I was told that cans were off the table.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then cans happened.
Until someone smarted up, right?
Yeah. Well, exactly what
saying.
Happened.
Had a 22-ounce General Sherman.
Save a cup, take it in the can. That's what I always say.
Pack in, pack out. And then I also made
like
it to the House of the Pendragons, and I had their double IPA, can't remember the name of it, and I had their IPL, also can't remember
Somebody's
the name of it.
Somebody's being racked over here, that's what it sounds like.
And that's what I've been caught drinking.
It's been a good week. It's been a good week on the drinking list,
yes.
My friend.
This is not working.
Had tons of the Barrel House this past
deeper.
Week.
Ooh.
The Elderberry.
Isn't that a double action?
Shayna's been drinking some
flowers.
Shayna's been doing some double action.
Some double action pork
getting
some
flowers.
That's not a brewery.
I know, but we've been at Kunisama a lot lately.
I
Clovis.
Haven't.
Well, you may not be, but we
you,
are.
Well, you're saying we as if there's somebody in this room.
Well,
whoa.
Yeah.
Jesus.
God damn.
I said god damn.
So Kunisama, would you have a Kunisama?
Tons of the Barrel House. Cuny all
Sam.
Good. I would recommend everything.
The
this elderflower, though.
Cuny Sam.
Ass.
Really doing a good job with it.
Elderflower's
we had the
ass.
2015, I want to say, the other night. And
their
it was,
fried rice is legit.
Everything they do is pretty freaking
rice.
Good.
It's very generous. Logic.
Beef take long time.
But what is this?
Ingress.com is my favorite.
So don't worry. Just drink.
Well, a new beer has entered, and Greg, this was donated by Greg from SD Beard Talk, and we tried to open this about 6 months ago and realized it had a cork, and we just said, nah, and put it back in the fridge.
Yeah, that was the first time we saw a bottle with a cork and a cap, right?
After
yeah,
cap.
It was capped,
Athanasian?
And then the cork was in there. And they were like, "Eh, this is too complicated."
Belgian triple.
Two steps.
Yeah.
No.
No.
There's one
a second step.
Step
to this beer.
Looks like they spelled triple wrong. Freaking
and
Belgians.
So
Trippel.
Nick finally managed to open it.
Freaking Belgians.
I figured it out. I had to get a welder and a cutoff wheel.
Mr. Bean. All these crazy contraptions.
Yeah.
Council Brewing from San Diego, California. Athanasian? Athanasian?
Oh,
is it an Armenian beer? I don't know. Belgian triple fermented age. No.
What once was prim and class gives way.
2014, bro. Is this for sale in California only?
California.
That. Not that Nevada, Mr. Revision Brewing.
Nope.
California.
Council is a very party. Popular with SD Beer Talk and 3B Zine. Podcast.
What are you doing?
Good Lord.
Are you have characters happening on that thing?
She's got bitter beer face.
Bitter beer face.
I'm trying so hard. It's not working very well.
I told my Doug that I would be home by midnight.
Uh-oh. Well, you're a liar.
I lied. Apparently, I lied.
Nick, was there anything new, Jake, this week?
He's asleep.
Country, wake up, Nikki.
I had a newly renovated Tioga Sequoia beer from Fulton 55.
Renovated beer.
Renovated beer.
Ah, I love renovated beer.
Reno beer.
16 taps.
Ooh, were they all flowing?
They were flowing.
Flowing like mowing?
Guess which one did run out? The Bud Light.
Oh, God. Damn it, Fresno.
But
I wonder why.
Luponic Distortion and Rush Hour were flowing.
And that was the Beatles tribute night. Right?
Beatles tribute show. The Shitty Beatles.
Luponic D.
Also a Big Bottom Brown from Pine and Palm.
Oh.
In the Crowler.
Oh, you had a Crowler of it, bro? I got to get a Crowler of that.
Yes, you do.
Damn it.
Recco the Big Bottom Brown. He's also got a tangerine. No, grapefruit. It's either grapefruit or tangerine IPA coming out this week.
Yes. I want it.
Yeah, doesn't he? He has the palette on the wall with the beers, and usually the bottom board usually says on deck or coming soon. Or
on
something.
Deck.
I read the news. I like that
sports term. Oh boy.
Yeah, baseball. Yeah. Baseball, bro.
Yeah. What? Why she's looking at me angrily? What do I do?
Well,
help,
Nick. Was there more?
She's pointing. You're not happy.
I don't like what's happening.
She is happy. She's not happy. She is happy.
Mateo.
Yes. I no. didn't.
Well, yes, yeah. Give me that. Please,
I tried. I don't know what you're pointing at. I'm not.
Bottom pour.
Bottom pour.
Totally hit the bottom pour.
Shayna just got the bottom pour of that
just
barrel house.
Whatever you poured me was fucking.
Oh, not liking the council.
Oh, the nope. Belgian triple.
Belgian
you don't
triple.
Like
it.
It tasted like syrup to me.
Not everybody's about the Belgians.
I mean, maybe if it was aged a few years.
Well, it's been a little while.
What year is it?
That's from 2014.
Not long enough.
Need some more time?
Yeah, need some more time.
Yeah, November 2014. It's almost 2 years.
That's all we can do. Is there all a song? We can do.
Well, I, had beer as well.
Mikey, what have you been drinking?
Dorktown on Untapped.
Dork.
Gladly share it. Actually, I've just been having a lot of Onada.
Oh.
Onita Onada.
Bragging rights.
From Modern Times. I guess go in Fig Tree and then it keeps being there in the spot.
Yes.
Like, do they just keep refreshing it for me?
You're like, maybe this is the last one. You go back.
That's what I'm doing. Because every time I get it, there isn't another one. It's still. I'm like, well, I better get it. It's the last one. And I've done that three times now.
He puts one out for you.
Yeah. By the four, and every time I go past the four, I'm like,
why
can't
did I keep driving
by there without going in?
Yeah.
When I go in, I spend.
Sunny, he takes care of you.
Oh, yeah. Sunny is a good
Sunny
man.
Sunny is amazing.
Sunny is amazing. Up, Sunny? If you go by the fort, Sunny's God bless that man. He's a good guy.
I need
God
to go give that guy a hug.
They have Fat Tire and Friends.
Yes, they do.
Oh, do they?
Sunny
the fort,
does, anyway.
Fryant and Fort Washington.
If you need to come up from
Sunny.
LA.
I also had a Luponic Distortion number
go
one.
To fart books.
Where the
or
hell is a Luponic Distortion number
not
two?
There, I promise.
Number two.
Where's that number
be,
two?
It's on the horizon, isn't
is
it?
Is it? It better be.
A number two's on the horizon?
Very yeah.
Always.
All right, there's more, but let's move on.
Locked and loaded.
Da, 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 da. Is there any beers you're looking out for? Do you have a whale?
Whale.
A Sheena. You have a whale beer? Like Shubba. A beer you've always want. Shana-lana ding dong.
Shubba-lubba ding dong always wants either anything by Fieldwork, Faction, ooh, or.
God, Faction, huh?
Bay Area, honestly, Bay Area.
New Belgium. Like, any, oh, those three breweries will never do me ego wrong. Wow. No, but I mean, I'm not just saying that because you're in here. It only is instead a plus by stroke you being
she's
here.
She's trying to take you home tonight.
Stroke, stroke, stroke,
so,
stroke.
So, Stacey.
Fieldwork is the jam.
So, I forgot
how
about...
How many Lagunitas do I need to... Okay.
It takes a fucking lot. Well, telling you. But once you get me there...
Do you want to go swing?
So, I actually did have a beer that I forgot about during a layover in...
layover beer.
Washington Dulles.
Situational?
But it was a...
It's going to be situational. What?
It was a Great Lakes Dortmunder Gold.
Oh.
Any Great Lakes fans? Have those.
We've had some Great Lakes on here.
And my description was that it tasted like Fruity Pebbles dry hopped with dog farts.
Damn.
Just gonna say, and I kept calling it the From Under beer.
Starting to get excited.
I have notes in here for some reason. It was so it left quite the impression.
Wow, you're like, I gotta get this in. I gotta notate this shit.
And then I ordered a Yingling, and which tasted a lot better.
It tasted like a Yingling.
Yes,
Timmy Yingling,
Dortmunder.
Dortmunder.
Well, I am looking up for, since we're a modern time city, the newest one, Proto Cosmos. Is back. Their Galaxy IPA. It's one with blue stripes. Mm-hmm. It just got released, so I'm expecting it.
See Craig in the neighborhood. Craig?
Craig? Okay.
Craig? Craig?
We met Craig. Craig.
Oh,
Craig's a great guy.
At Eureka Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Eureka. Yes. Nice
Craig,
dude.
Modern Times rep.
Modern Times.
He's a great
Craig
guy.
Oh, yeah. Craig is super nice. I've met Craig.
Craig, we love Craig. So
speaking of Eureka...
Eureka.
Yes. What about Eureka?
On the 19th, there 19th is a
of July.
Fat Tire and Friends. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Fat Tire and Friends tap takeover with the next 25th anniversary glassware.
Is that a buy the glass night?
It is. Steal the glass night.
And buy the glass night.
Steal it.
I will steal
you buy
all
the liquid.
I am on a campaign.
Yeah, because if you
it is
don't
never
want the glass,
steal the
they
glass.
Just,
it is buy the glass. You
if
have
you
to
don't
pay
want
extra
the glass,
money.
Then they just put the beer in your hand.
Whoa.
And still charge you
$10. They give you a paper cup.
Tell me they have this choice. They pour it into your mouth. They're like, here, I don't want to buy the glass. Well, here.
Yeah, they just say, you know, come back here. 16 ounces down the hatch. It's all good.
We stop. We turn the handle off at 16 ounces. Whether it got in your mouth or not, we... Doesn't
so
matter.
What's up
not
with
our fault
me
if
and
can't
Ed's
swallow
new
quickly.
Tap, actually,
yeah,
by the ounce.
Well, Bearded Brewer can speak to that.
Can we
talk
I saw
somebody post something about that.
The Central Valley craft.
There's been mixed reviews on it. I think they're probably still figuring out their price structure. But yeah, you pay the beer per ounce. So you could go in there, you could get a pint, whatever. Or you could go in with a little taster and hit all the taps.
Do they let you use the same glass?
Yes.
So that's disgusting. People, please don't shove your glass into the faucet. Get a brain.
Well, I mean, you
that's
could.
Gross.
You
if
could
you have
use
herpes,
the same
I don't
glass.
Want it.
Just was that Parks and Rec where they put their mouth over the water faucet?
They all put it into the tap.
Yes, that was Parks
every
and Rec.
Single self. I'm just gonna put this out there, people. Every single self serve, like beer bar that I've been to, people are fucking gross, and they stick their cup into the faucet like they're a bunch of Neanderthals.
That is very true. I've seen it all.
Well,
now, knock it
now
the fuck
you
off.
You ruined this whole thing for me.
Just I saying. This is why you have a
this
freaking
is why
bartender.
Need to talk about this.
Mikey
this
was going
to
go
talk about
pick
this
up a pizza and have two beers and wait, you know, or go there, order the pizza, wait for it, have two beers. And
yeah, what
you
if you went in and
it?
They were like, well, you got to make your own pizza too?
It might be fucking.
They would lose money quickly.
Just
if I was making my own pizza.
So might much be work.
Oh, I gotta pour my own beer and make my own fucking pizza.
It might that's be better. A lot of getting up. You make a good point. I don't like having to do stuff. I like people bringing
but,
things to me.
So
right. That's why you go out. Right.
They have.
The, am I right?
They probably
yeah,
have the 22 ounce
right.
glass.
Come on,
that's why Doghouse Grill sucks when you go to the counter. Fuck you. Bring me shit.
All out of parking.
Yep.
God damn it, also, Doghouse. Never going there again.
No, I am. I've been to several places. And you know, these places are always like, oh, I want to bring in Lips of Faith. I'm like, not with this fucking setup.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the no on that.
This is unsanitary situation.
Yeah. Well, and...
Bye-bye.
It backs up down the lines into the keg. I mean, now you have a keg full of herpes.
Wow, now you're going deep with this now.
A keg full of herpes.
I'm telling you. Herpes kegs. That shit overnight. You know,
dry hopped herpes?
You shut it down and overnight, it's just crawling back in there.
You put this through a herpes Randall? You guys have
a Randall full of herpes.
Yeah.
And dog farts.
Dog farts. Hashtag balmy.
I'm telling you, man, just the self-serve deal. And another thing, just like you said, you know, I go out, I want people to know about the beer. I want them to sell it to me. I want them to bring it to me. And then I pay you. And now you're going to charge me the same fucking price and expect a tip, and I go serve myself.
You got to pay the same thing when people don't come to your table. Like, so I got to do the work, and you still make the money? And now you have less employees because I have to come be the employee?
We have how many taps on hand? 45.
Even TSA Goldstein. Will molest me themselves. I don't have to do it myself.
Please hire yourself.
I will do it for free.
That's what they should like. All right, I want
to
see you.
Fucking pay me.
I want to see put your hands under your boobs.
Could you please check your crotch for bombs? That'd be great.
How many bombs do you have in your clam? What is it?
Your clam jam? Yeah.
Oh, there's a bomb down here.
You forgot clam jam for a second there.
Clam jam.
How many bombs do you have in a clam jam?
Well, once they start making smaller ones, I can get more in there. Out.
How many clam jams are you declaring? Three. Okay. Oh, man. Go ahead. Three is adequate.
As long as it's
number.
Not a manure bomb, we're good.
Any beers?
Protein.
You guys are looking for?
Oh, yeah. Check this out.
Check this out, guys.
Check this out.
It's going to be crazy.
Aftershock Brewing. Heard of this?
I've heard of them. Yeah.
After the initial
heard
quake?
After the initial shock.
This is something that happens.
We have a post-shock.
Yes.
Oatmeal raisin cookie ale.
Raisin, not crayon.
Not
crayon,
but
raisin. Oatmeal raisin cookie. Looking out for.
Ooh,
and that's what you're looking out for?
Is that in bottles?
It's in bottles. Bombers.
Boomers. Noble. Nifty. Noble has a canned beer.
Noble.
Which was unique. Nobly? Just that they had a canned beer. Mm-hmm. And it's, this was Daily. Daily alerted me this on Snapchat. Thank you for being a friend. And it's the label has all the Golden Girls, and instead of their faces are hops, they have hop heads. Thank you for being a friend.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, best name
nailed
ever.
It.
I would drink that, just
of course
for novelty's sake.
Nailed it.
I think your dog's trying to get out.
Yeah, well, he's screwed.
He's a dog.
Gonna wait.
So I'm just gonna put this out there that I love stouts and porters, and if anyone has a great one out there that they just think is fucking rocking, just send it to the whatever pod pour Goldstein's. My mom's house. I don't know.
Just send it here.
They can either talk about it and I can listen, or I'll come drink it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect pour will send it to Goldstein's. I really hope.
We'll get that. Yes. We'll get that worked
out. Or they'll call and be like, hey, come taste this beer.
Or it's like, oops, we drank Stacy's beer.
Or that.
I'll be so mad.
Or that.
Whatever.
I know where you live.
Oh, dude.
Hey, any boys, nothing to look out for?
I'll find out easily.
Cheers it.
I'm good.
Hippies got something right. Freedom of Information Act.
Cheers. Cheers to our boy,
cheers.
Mike Sardina, who is no longer going to
society,
be working
Mike.
For society.
Sad face.
Is now going to Hill Farmstead instead.
Sad.
Seemed redundant.
Yeah.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
So, this is sad for us because now we will not have, besides the fact that Mike will not be in our state.
Yes.
We won't get any more society beer.
Yeah, that too.
We
don't know anybody else.
Hi, I'm Matt from the Perfect Pour. Who?
What? Please leave. Oh, we heard about you. Please, no, be here.
You owe us money.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad to see you. Here we have. Let me hold on real quick. Okay. Yeah. He's going to get it. He's going to bring out some beer. And then it's just a big $500 tab. There you go. Thank you for
coming
in.
We've been waiting for you, pal.
We've been waiting for you. No, but congrats to Mike and one of our golden gods too. So. Have fun back east, I guess.
Sounds super sincere.
Well,
really genuine.
Trainer. Why do you want to live outside California?
Back east, dude.
Yeah, back in the east of whatever Europe.
Hope you got some snowshoes.
Once you go past the east of Sierras, it's like crayons. Europe. No, but Mike, we miss Mike. One day we'll actually have him on the show. We just can't ever set that up.
I miss my sense of self-respect.
Cheers to all our other golden gods on Patreon that help support the show with monies.
We love gold.
And if you would like to be a golden god, you can, you know, listen to the tailgate. Ooh, it was a good one this week.
Oh, people pay man. For this?
Wait, oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, they will pay.
Oh, they'll pay.
You'll pay all the money.
Oh, no.
Money.
Look in the show notes. There's a link to it. Or just go to performpod.com. Look for the Patreon. Click it.
Is it like a GoFundMe thing?
Sort of, but it's monthly.
But you get the tailgate.
Yeah, right.
Which can get.
And you get the show a couple hours earlier than everyone else.
A little sexy. The sexiest craft beer can get.
Yeah.
Sexy as a brick.
Oh, God.
Cheers, cheers.
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 Cheers, Nick. Cheers.
Untappers.
Prost.
Peanut elephant. Peanut. Mango slice. Yes. And micro brewer. And self cheers to Shane.
Aww. Really hard over here.
Cheers to Shane.
Someone fucking please cheers me.
Please cheers me.
Click.
Oh man, we're gonna do it.
Woo! Ooh,
that was a good one.
That was a crystal cheers.
The new Belgium glass.
Shane is an aggressive cheerser. Did you notice that?
I really like to make
you
it
like
count.
Get in there.
Yeah. Did, make yeah. it count.
Did you say mango slice?
Mango slice.
Untapped friend, yes. And
I like
then,
to make it count.
Then
that's why I went to wonder.
Then there's
did
Monique.
She cheers me?
Bacon cakes.
Bacon
did
cakes.
I just get bacon?
Was it an look accident? Away?
Bake what?
Bacon. Not baking.
Did our glasses bacon. Accidentally
bacon catch? Cakes one.
Bake on cakes.
You never know, Stacey. Never
that's
know.
True. Cheers to those people.
Clam jammer.
And then, well, just
are
because it says Fontana Gin
over there, what's going on?
Fucking on Untapped.
It, secret.
You said it says Fontana Gin.
Okay. Yeah.
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 You're in her lab.
Oh.
Oh.
Look at his subline. Look at his.
Hey guys. Fontucky.
Well, no, below that.
Check out. My boys at Perfect Port Podcast.
So cheers
look
to Fontana
that is
Jim.
In his that is in his Untapped profile.
Would that be a description?
What about
description.
The ladies?
Clam
check
jammers.
Out my boys at Perfect Port Podcast.
I think that's
he hasn't listened to this yet.
The perfect
Fontana
clam.
Jim time.
The perfect clam.
The perfect.
He's
clam.
Coming up to Fresno too. Like everybody's just going to be a confluence of Perfect Port listeners
clam
in Fresno
jam.
Here.
The perfect clam jam.
The perfect clam jam. That's your guys'
perfect
new pour? Show.
Perfect clam jam.
Put it on
I
the
got
Go-Town
stuffed
Network.
At the perfect clam jam.
I got and then Stacey really stuffed and, me this week.
And all I got was this t-shirt.
You got a t-shirt?
And herpes.
And free set herpes.
And
chlamydia?
Wow.
Gonorrhea. She's my favorite.
Herps and hops.
Any more cheers?
Herps and
hops. Herps and
I'm good.
Yeah. You
cheers
brought this on yourself,
all
Bear
of you people, for aww. Allowing us to
aww.
Run this shit.
Come
yeah,
in here
bro.
And be
all I did was
ridiculous.
Ask Stacey today if she was still coming to the show, and she's like, "What? I thought that was next week."
I mean, last week. I mean,
I thought I did that
yeah,
already.
I'll be honest, I totally forgot, but I was available because my book signing got canceled. So,
aww.
You know,
and then
you
she looked to the right and looked at me, and she
is
said,
really
"Shayna,
a book?
No.
You're going with me." And I said, "Well." Fuck.
Well, she was going to help me bring the books into my book signing, but then, like I said, it got canceled. So.
All she was,
I was
she was just
going
to pick random books and put, my mom really does got it going on, Stacey.
Right. It's true.
Yes.
Travel books mainly. Some culinary. Some culinary
doesn't.
Reading.
It's just a forward and a bibliography.
I do make a mean pie.
She does.
All right.
Bacon blueberry.
Thanks for everybody listening to the Perfect Pour. Have a great week and drinking your craft beer. Be safe, but have the fun.
Safe.
Happy America Day.
America, celebrate America. I want to hear some America stories.
Send us your cool beer picks.
Have America cool beer picks.
Why, man?
Hashtag drink American.
Don't send us shower beer, but cool picks are cool.
Shada, what's your untap handle?
I don't want to do it.
That's what it is. No, I don't want to do it.
I will send out all my social media, but not that.
Also works for other things in life. No, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.